So this is my 15-year-old son, Faran. And today, we're going to attempt to find his twin brother. Here's what's going on. Faran already has a brother, and he's 5 years old. But Faran has always wanted a brother closer to his age. So that's why today, we're going to find him a brother. But not just any brother. We're going to find him a twin that looks just like Faran.
I'm Faran's twin.
I'm Faran's twin.
I'm Faran's twin.
Let's see who can pass as Faran's twin.
First twin, come on out.
You kind of look like Faran. How tall are you?
4'10".
Faran's 5'7". Come back in a couple years. Next! Wait, hold up. You guys are brothers?
No, we're twins. You need a triplet.
No, that's way too many Farans. I'm good. You guys are good.
Oh my god, can you imagine Faran triplets?
Okay, what's your name?
Faran.
Exactly. You kind of look like him.
I know I do.
Alright, you make it to the next round.
By the way, I know that kid didn't look exactly like Faran, but once we find the perfect twin, we're gonna give him a makeover so they can look identical to Faran.
Next! Next! Next!
Hi, I'm just a huge fan. I would love to meet Faran.
You're here to meet Faran?
Yeah.
Next!
Yeah, I'm Faran.
You kind of look like him, bro.
You make it to the next round.
Next! 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 Next!
Faran is 15.
I thought you said 50.
Next!
Hey!
Hey, I'm Faran.
All right, you kind of look like him.
Yeah.
You could be his twin?
I think so.
You make it to the next round.
All right. Three Faran lookalikes made it to the final round. But whichever one knows Faran best will become his twin.
Welcome to the final round, boys.
I'm Faran.
We'll see about that. Question number one. What is Faran's favorite car?
Lambo.
Lambo, of course. Lambo.
Question number two. What is Faran's favorite video game?
Fortnite.
Contestant number two?
Fortnite.
Contestant number three?
Fortnite.
All right, y'all. This is getting tricky. Last question. What is Faran's favorite fast food restaurant? Go, go, go.
Taco Bell.
Contestant number two? Contestant number three?
Taco Bell.
Oh my gosh.
All three contestants tied. So I decided to bring in a special guest and let them decide who's going to be Faran's twin.
All right, you guys. So Gucci has the best relationship with Faran.
Ever since Faran got Gucci 7 years ago, they've been inseparable. Gucci knows Faran better than anyone. Today, he'll be placed in the middle of the contestants, and whoever he goes to first will be chosen as Faran's twin.
All right, Gucci, you're going to sit right here. Are you boys ready?
Yes.
Get out of the way. Get out of the way. Go.
Come on, Gucci. You know, right? Come here, Gucci. Come here. Come on, Gucci.
He doesn't like you guys.
Come on, Gucci. Come here. Come on, Gucci. Come on.
Oh my god!
Now, before we go surprise Faran, let's make the twin look identical to him.
So we're gonna do a makeover.
What? A makeover?
Let's go, baby! That's what I'm talking about! Alright, the haircut's on point, we match his skin complexion, and we even change his eye color.
I feel like Faran.
Now it's time to go home, and I cannot wait to see Faran's reaction when he sees his twin.
Alright, let's go, Dad.
Alright, he's already playing his character. He called me Dad. Alright, fake Faran, let's go find the real Faran inside the house, and then surprise him.
You got this. Let's go.
All right, let's go.
So I checked the security cameras in the house, and I saw that Faran was downstairs in the movie theater. All right, go to Faran's bedroom upstairs, and then I'll call Faran up, and they will surprise him in his bedroom.
I bet.
Hopefully, I don't get caught.
Go upstairs. Sorry, go upstairs.
Go inside,
all the way inside.
Yo, this
one's sick. Alright, fake Faran, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna bring the real Faran upstairs to his bedroom, and then he's gonna see you sitting on his gaming chair, and then we're gonna see what happens.
I'm so excited for his reaction.
Alright, have a seat. Go.
Can I turn on the PC?
Bro, you're Faran, you can do whatever you want. Go for it. That's all you, bro. Hey. Alright, I'll be back.
I bet.
By the way, after we're done pranking Faran, we have 5 more people to prank using Faran's twin. It's gonna be a crazy day, y'all. Yo, Faran! Could you come upstairs to your bedroom?
Yo, what?
Hurry!
Okay!
We gotta hurry up, guys. We gotta hurry up. He's coming. Okay, alright. Faran's about to come upstairs.
Coming?
Yeah, he's coming. You stay here. I'm gonna hide in his closet, alright?
Alright, I got you.
You got this. Alright, you guys. I'm gonna hide in the closet. He's coming.
Yo. Hello?
Oh, what's up?
Bro, who are you?
I'm Faran.
No, don't dab me up, bro. What do you mean you're Faran? Hold on. Nah. Yo, Ali! Is this some type of joke?
He's looking for me.
Bro, are you serious? Like, who are you and what are you doing in my room? Like, bro, like, are you trying to be funny? This is my polo, these are my jorts, and those are my shoes because I wear those shoes every single day.
What? These are all my clothes. Wait, who are you?
I'm Faran. Hey, bro, you have to leave my room.
Nah. You know what? Why don't you leave my room?
Alright, bro, like, this is not funny. I'm gonna go get my dad, bro. Like, what, like, I don't even know you, bro, and you're in my room.
Yeah!
Faran met his twin, but he had no idea what was planned for the rest of the day.
Alright, Faran, meet your twin brother, Faran.
Alright, so why are you guys doing this?
So today, we're gonna be pranking 5 different people and making them think that's the real Faran.
Yep.
And each level is gonna get harder and harder.
Bro, that is not gonna work.
Bro, you wanna bet that these pranks are gonna work and these people are gonna fall for it? If all of them fall for it, you give me $500. If it doesn't work, I'll give you $500.
$500?
Yep.
Alright, you know what? Deal.
Deal.
Let's go.
It's on. Let's see who we're gonna prank first.
Level 1, let's go.
Alright, reveal it.
Bro, there's no way you're gonna be able to convince our fans that that's the real Faran.
There's only one way to find out. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Now, let's head out and see if our fans catch the fake Faran.
Alright, you guys. We have arrived to the location. This is the spot where we usually see fans. Fake Faran, are you ready to take some photos?
Are you sure this is gonna work?
Yeah, it's gonna work, bro. You gotta believe in yourself. You're Faran. Say it.
I'm Faran.
There you go. All right, Faran. You wait here, okay?
Wait. I thought I was coming with you guys.
No, if you and him come, it's going to be obvious. It can't be 2 Farans.
Hold on. I have an idea. You see? Now I'm in disguise. No one's going to recognize me. Let's go see if this works.
All right, you guys. We are here. You stay behind, all right?
All right. I'm going to be watching you guys. And if one person realizes that that's not the real Faran, I win and I get the $500.
All right. Say no more. We got this. Let's go, baby.
Yeah. All right, you guys. Honestly, I really don't think this is going to work. I mean, he has the same outfit as me, but he's not me. He's not Faran.
Yeah, we're the royalty family.
Well, I'm ready to video.
Can you take a picture? Yeah, take a picture,
Faran. There's no way. There's no way.
Hey, bye.
See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, no way that worked. All right, so they got one person, but I don't think it's going to keep working.
Hey, Faran, are we the royalty family?
Yeah. Oh my God. Wait. There's a whole entire family talking to them.
Where are you guys from?
I'm from
Sarah. Hold on, maybe they're just asking a question.
All right, let's take some photos.
Oh, yeah.
Get in.
Cheese. They're taking a picture.
Nice meeting you. Thank you. Honor.
The prank worked, and people kept asking us for photos.
Oh, my gosh. That's a lot of people that thought you were Faran.
I know. I'm starting to think I'm the real Faran.
You are the real Faran. Let's go.
Let's head back home and see who we're going to prank next. Because the fake Faran was starting to feel confident.
All right, level 1 was a success for me. but not for you.
Bro, you guys got lucky on the first level, but there's still four more left.
All right, let's see what level number two is.
Let's go.
Reveal it. Reveal it. Teacher, bro, we gotta convince your teacher that that's Faran.
Bro, hold on. No, my teacher literally sees me every single day. There's no way they're gonna believe that that's me.
All right, here's what's happening. Real Faran, you have a one-on-one online class with your history teacher. I want you to take the first couple of minutes and then ask if you can go use the restroom. Then fake Faran, you're gonna take real Faran's spot in the class, answer all of the questions in the session, and then, if the teacher doesn't realize he's fake Faran, I win that level.
Bro, obviously that's not gonna work. I mean, my teacher knows exactly what I look like.
Are you just mad because you don't look like this Faran?
Bro, what? It's chill. We're twins. I am not your twin.
Do you guys think we'll be able to prank Faran's teacher?
Let's see what happens.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Faran. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? It's nice to see you again.
Are you prepared for the quiz today?
Go to the bathroom. Quiz. Yeah. I am prepared. Just, I have to go to the bathroom really quick. Is that okay?
Oh, okay. No problem.
Okay, cool. Just give me like 2 minutes.
For sure.
Now real Faran has to crawl out of the bathroom, and then fake Faran has to take the class.
Faran, are you there? Hello?
Hey, I'm back, sorry.
Hey, I was worried about you.
I'm telling you, the teacher's gonna think that's the real Faran.
Bro, I promise you she's gonna catch on, and I'm gonna get in trouble for this.
All right, Faran, are you ready for your quiz?
Yeah.
Hopefully, fake Faran is able to answer all of these questions right, and the teacher doesn't notice he's not the real Faran.
All right, here we go. First question. What year was World War I? Faran, did you study?
Yeah, of course. I'm just thinking.
Hey, 1914. Good job.
Alright. I told you I knew the answers.
When did World War II end?
Yo.
You got it.
1945. I think it's 1945.
Good job. That was great.
Bro, your teacher's not better realize that's not you.
All right, Bron, next question. Children in Britain had to carry these items to school during World War II.
Not in the notes. An axe?
No, that's incorrect, Bron. Bron, that's strange. We went over these last week.
I must just be having an off day.
Next question. What was a nickname for the Cold War?
Oh, the space race.
Good job. Excellent. Good job.
Hey, your twin knows more than you.
Fake Faran finished an entire hour-long session with a teacher, and she never even realized.
All right, good job, Faran. Class is done.
Thank you. I'll see you next time.
Fake Faran was able to pass level two. But these next levels are only going to get harder and harder.
Level 2 was a success, baby. You know what? He's starting to become more Faran than you are.
Bro, calm down. Let's see what the next one is, all right?
All right, are you ready to see who we're going to prank to level number 3?
Let's see.
All right, go ahead. Reveal it. Wait, hold on. Yo, Gucci.
Man, what you want?
Who do you think is more Faran?
Man, both Farans are dumb.
Really, bro? Okay. Let's see number 3.
All right, bro. We gotta convince your trainer that you've known for over 5 years that that's you.
Bro, my trainer is not gonna believe that's me.
Faran has been working out with his trainer for several years. So fake Faran is gonna have to lock in order to prank the trainer.
All right, boys. The trainer's outside. Here's the challenge. You gotta catch 3 balls from your trainer.
All right.
And after that, you're gonna ask for a water break. And then, Fake Faron is gonna come and take your spot. If Fake Faron can catch 3 balls without your trainer realizing it's not you, then we pass this level. Yo, what's up, Salar? You ready to have a good session with Faron?
Oh, I'm ready. I hope Faron's ready, though.
Oh, he's ready. All right, you guys, the trainer's getting ready. Put on the hats and sunglasses. Put them on. All right, now you guys look way more identical. All right, Fake Faron, go wait inside. Hide inside, all right? Faron, real Faron, stay here. Stay here. All right, Patrick, let's pass. All right, when the real Faron comes here and gets water, you're going to swap with him and go outside and try to prank the trainer that you're real Faron.
I bet.
Cool?
Cool.
What's good, bro? You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go.
You ready to get this working?
Oh, he's got this, bro.
Let's go. 0 drops, all right?
No drops. Drop. Hey, no drops.
No drops. Set. Ready to go.
Woo! That's what I'm talking about. Let's go.
All right, number 2. Set. Ready to go.
2 for 2, let's go, baby.
Set, ready, go.
Hey, let's go.
Woo!
That's 3 for 3.
Let's go.
Right here.
Oh my gosh.
All right, you know what? I'm getting kind of thirsty. Can I go get water?
All right, you earned it. Make it quick, though, all right?
All right, I got you.
Let's go. Get in the pantry. Go get him.
All right. You ready, bro?
Ready.
Let's go.
It's your time, bro.
I know.
All right. Go.
Hey, let's go, man. Long water break.
If the trainer realizes this is a prank, then I lose this bet with Faron, and I owe him $500.
Let's do it. Same thing. Come on.
Let's go, Faron. You got this.
All right. He's about to throw the ball. I bet you he's going to drop it.
Okay. Ready, go.
What was that?
You just caught 3 in a row.
He stumbled on the way there.
Woo!
Now Solar is definitely going to realize that that's not the real Faron.
All right, let's run it back.
Let's go.
Let's go.
What's going on, man?
Honestly, bro, that was a bad pass. Bro, it was a bad pass.
He dropped back-to-back passes? The real Faron doesn't do that.
Hey, bro, that was your second miss. Come on, let's lock in. Let's go, man. My bad. Come on. You got it.
Set. Ready, go. Yeah, it's all right. Let's go.
Hold you, bro.
Ah, he caught one. All right. He got lucky.
Set. Ready, go. There it is. Let's go, man.
I think 3 in a row now, okay?
You got this, Faron. Let's go, baby.
Set. Ready, go. Go!
Salar, how many passes did he catch in a row?
3 in a row.
Alright, give me a second. Just hold on. Don't do anything. Wait. Okay. Yo, Fake Faron caught 3 passes in a row. So before we go to the next level, let's go tell your trainer Salar this is all a prank.
Alright, let's go.
Let's see his reaction.
Let's go.
Yo, Salar!
Good. Wait. Hold on.
What's up, bro?
Wait. Who's this guy?
What?
That's my twin Faron, bro.
No, who is this guy?
What? Oh, where'd you find him?
It worked again.
All right, we pranked your trainer and that worked. Now, let's see who we gotta prank for level 4.
This is the level where you're gonna fail, the challenge is gonna be over, you lose, I win $500.
Not really.
Reveal level 4! We're gonna convince your best friend that's you.
There's no way they're gonna fall for that. I mean, I literally see them every single day at school.
All right, this round's gonna be difficult. Faron, your friends are almost here.
And after he brings his friends inside, him and Fake Faron will have to swap places.
And if Fake Faron can last 1 whole minute with your friends without them realizing it's not you, then we win this level.
Yo!
Yo, what's up, guys? Yo, brand new haircut, bro?
I like it, dude.
Alright, boys, what do you guys want to do today?
Whatever Faron wants to do.
Yeah, whatever Faron wants to do.
Okay. You guys, I got better at wheeling, and I want to show you guys.
Alright. You want to show them how to wheelie?
Yeah, I want to show them my wheelies.
Alright, like that.
Wait. You guys have to stay here, and then I'm going to bring the bike, okay? So you guys just stay here.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
What am I doing?
Ferran and Fake Ferran are now swapping, and I don't know if Fake Ferran knows how to wheelie. This could end up really bad.
Well, since I know how to wheelie pretty well, it's time to see if Fake Ferran over here can also wheelie as good as me. And especially in front of my friends, because if he doesn't know how to wheelie, then they're gonna realize that this is a Fake Ferran. My bike is in the garage. Let's go.
Put the helmet on. They're not gonna realize it's not you, okay? Believe in yourself, alright? Remember, all you gotta do is last one whole minute with his friends without them realizing that you're not Ferran, alright?
Alright, you guys, the timer starts now. They only have 1 minute.
Come out, Ferran!
There you go, Ferran. Let's go, baby.
Come on, Ferran, you got this.
Ferran, what are you doing?
Guys, give him a chance. He just got on.
Yeah, all right, Ferran, you got this, bro. Just try to pull it up. You got this.
There's no way Fake Ferran's going to be able to do a wheelie.
Let's go, Ferran. Wheelie. You got this. You guys, he's cold. He's a little rusty right now. He's got it. He's got it, bro. He's got it. Be patient, y'all.
Do you see him trying to wheelie? It's so obvious that he's not me.
Ferran, real quick. Ferran. Hey.
All we need to do is stall for 30 more seconds and we win this level, alright?
Alright.
Just try your best.
Ferran, come here. I'll show you how to wheelie. Whoa!
What are you doing?
I'm going to show him how to wheelie because it clearly
I'll give you your own helmet. That's his helmet. It's sweaty. Hold on.
Oh my gosh, there's 20 seconds left. How have my friends not realized that that's not me?
Here you go. Thank you. Ferran, get off real quick. Ferran's friend is going to show us how to wheelie, which will buy us some time to win this challenge. All right, you ready to wheelie?
Let's go.
Again.
10 seconds left. Come on, you guys. How has Fake Ferran lasted this long?
Yo, I can't believe y'all fell for it.
Fell for what?
Yo, take off your helmet.
Wait, what?
That's not Ferran.
Bro, how did you guys not realize?
That looked exactly like you.
I was wondering why you couldn't wheelie.
Yeah.
So, Fake Ferran has made it past the first four levels, but the last level is going to be the hardest one yet.
Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
If I prank this person, you owe me $500. However, if it doesn't work, I give you $500.
No, you're joking. You're joking, bro. My mom gave birth to me. She's been raising me for 15 years. There's no way you're going to be able to prank her.
Your mom is going to be the final test to make sure that I made the perfect twin.
Bro, you are so going to fail this.
We'll find out.
All right, we need Andrea to come home. And I have the perfect way to get her to come. How?
Watch this.
Hi, babe.
Hey, babe, where are you?
I'm at the grocery store.
Babe, I need you to come right now.
Why? What happened?
It's really important. Ferran got sick. He needs you.
He got sick?
He needs what medicine. Happened? Ferran, I'm coming! Babe, can you just come home ASAP? He's really sick.
Okay.
I'll be there soon. Alright, I love you. Bye.
This might work.
Guys. Andrea's almost home, so we only got a few minutes to set things up.
Ferran, your mom's on the way home. She thinks you're sick, so fake Ferran. I need you to make Andrea think that you're real Ferran. Go get a hoodie, go in his bed, and pretend you're sick, alright? Hey, listen. If Andrea falls for this for 3 minutes, then we win the challenge and you owe me $500.
Or if she realizes that that's fake Ferran, then you lose the challenge and then you're gonna owe me $500.
You go hide in the bathroom. You go get a hoodie. Hurry up. Pick a hoodie. Go! Go!
Got the hoodie.
Remember, you're sick, right? Put the hoodie on. There you go. All right, I'm your mom.
Ferran, what's wrong?
I'm sick.
Oh, my God! What happened?
What? All right, you guys. Andrea just got here. Fake Ferran's in the bed. Real Ferran's in the bathroom. Let's see what happens.
Hey. I don't know where Ferran got sick. He said he wasn't feeling good. He wanted me to call you. And he was even about to puke.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Where is he?
He's in his bedroom.
Ferran!
Wait, he might be sleeping though.
Ferran!
She's here.
I hope she doesn't realize that I'm the fake Ferran.
I left for 2 hours and now he's sick. What do you guys do?
Nothing, we're just having fun.
What happened to you?
Babe, she's not feeling well.
Did you give her medicine?
No, I don't know what the medicine is.
All right, so I have to go find the medicine, okay? I'll be right back.
Faran, just hang in there, okay?
Yeah, I'll be right back.
You'll be okay.
If Andrea finds out that's fake Faran, then I lose this entire challenge.
Hang in there, Faran, all right?
She literally went to go get medicine. I can't believe she's falling for this.
All right, you guys, this is the moment. I'm almost there. I gotta win this bet.
I
think my mom's coming back.
Who bothers you?
My throat.
Wait, but you didn't have sore throat when I left. Can we take your medicine, huh?
I give you medicine, you'll feel better, you're gonna rest.
Can you help me, please?
Faran, hang in there.
Faran, you need to drink your medicine. You're gonna get better. Faran, you're gonna get better. Wait, who are you? What's happening?
Yay! Let's go! I won!
What? You won what?
I made a bet with Faran that you were gonna think that's the real Faran.
That's not even funny.
And so you lost, so where's my $500?
$500.
You guys are ridiculous, I swear.
Guys, Andrea's mad. I lost the bet. He won. Stay royalty. We out. Peace.
Behind this curtain are 20 people, and one of them is my long lost dad. So here's what happened. The other day, my dad pranked me by bringing a twin that looks and acts exactly like me. So the goal for today is to find a twin that looks and acts exactly like my dad so I can get payback.
I'm Ali.
I'm Ali.
I'm Ali.
I'm Ali.
So this is what my dad looks like, and I need your help finding somebody that looks exactly like him. Contestant number one.
Hi, my name is Ali.
My dad has hair and you're just bald. So, next.
Hi, my name is Ali.
How tall are you?
5'7".
Nope, too short.
Ah, I'm Ali.
See, the thing is, you have an accent, and my dad doesn't have the accent. But listen, it's all good. You know, cowboy, I like it. But no.
Okay, I'm on my way.
What's up, son?
I'm Ali.
Okay, you know what? You have the same hair as my dad, the same nose as my dad. I see the resemblance. You know what? You go on to the next round.
Hello, I'm Ali.
Next.
Hi, I'm Ali.
Next.
I'm the real Ali.
Okay. How tall are you?
I'm 6'3".
6'3"? My dad's 6'3". And you have the same exact beard? Man, you're making it on to the next round.
Hi, I'm Ali.
Nope, my dad doesn't have curly hair. Next.
Blame my mother.
Hey, Megan!
No way, is it? Oh, my God!
Oh, my God!
Yeah, man. Can I be your dad?
No, you gotta go. You look nothing like him.
Can I be your dad's twin?
You know what? I see the beard, I see the nose, and I see the hair. You can move on to the next round. Next. Nope.
Don't look no further. Dad's here.
Wait, hold on. You have tattoos?
I do. I got them all over.
That's cool, bro.
What about your dad? Your dad has tattoos?
Nope. You gotta go. No tattoos.
What's up?
My dad's not blonde. Nope. You gotta go.
Hey.
You do kind of look like my dad. You can go on to the next round.
Let's go.
So these four guys made it onto the second round, but only one of them can be my dad.
I'm the dad. I'm the dad.
Sure.
Guys. Since my dad is very good at basketball, whichever one of you guys can make a basketball shot from 20 feet away will be my dad. Pass me the ball.
Let's go.
We need to find the perfect twin for my dad in order to prank him. All right, you're shooting first. You got one shot. Don't miss. You're out. You're up next. Hey, and remember, if you miss, you're out.
I won.
Maybe just one more try?
One more try?
Yeah.
My dad will always make it on the first try. I'm sorry, but you're out. Only two guys remain, and only one of you guys can be my dad's twin. Go.
I got this tomorrow.
Wait. You made it, but he still has a chance at making the shot.
What are you talking about?
You know your dad. I'm your dad.
All right, calm down. Hey, guys. You still have a chance to make it, so let's go. Are you ready?
Give it to me.
Let's go.
Oh my gosh, you made it!
Wait. We both made it. What happened?
I guess I'm left with no choice
other than sudden death.
So, which one of these guys will become my new dad?
So, since there's two contestants left, I'm gonna bring somebody who actually spends a lot of time with my dad, and I'm gonna be asking them which one they think is my dad from 50 feet away. All right, if you guys are ready, I'm gonna need you guys to turn around.
This is gonna be amazing.
I'm winning this, bro. I'm gonna be the dad. Bro, I'm gonna be the dad.
All right, you guys, I brought my grandma.
Hi.
Okay. When those two guys turn around, I need you to tell me which one is my dad.
Okay.
All right, you guys, turn around.
Los dos son altos.
Is it both are tall?
Son delgados.
That both of them have the same body figure. So which one is my dad?
Left.
Yeah! What? We found my dad's twin. But in order to successfully prank my real dad, we need to make the twin look identical to him.
So this morning, I saw my dad wearing this. And so I got you the exact same outfit. Go ahead and throw it on. Ooh, okay, now you're looking way closer to my dad. But you're missing the famous hat. Put it on. Uh-huh, go ahead. No. You gotta put it on backwards. There you go. Now that he looks just like my real dad, we're gonna go to the house and prank my real dad with his twin.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go, son.
Let's go. All right, you guys, we just got to the house, and my real dad is inside in the kitchen on his phone. I'm gonna go inside. I'm gonna go upstairs into my room, and once I'm inside my room, all you have to do is come in through the front door and talk to my dad.
I got this.
Let's
I
go.
Got this.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Yo.
Hey, what's up?
What's up? We'll go use the bathroom really quick.
All right, cool. Let's get something to eat later.
Okay.
Guys, my fake dad is walking inside the house.
Dude, who are you?
Well, who are you?
Who are you? This is my house.
Is this some type of joke, man? You gotta leave, man. How'd you get in?
This is my house.
But who gave you permission to come to my house?
Faran!
Oh my god, he's calling my name.
There's a random guy here that's trying to be funny. Do you know him?
I'm Ali. I'm Faran's dad.
I'm Ali. I'm Faran's dad. I swear, I'm gonna call the cops.
I'm not joking around either. You need to leave.
Bro, you gotta go right now.
Oh my gosh, he might just call the cops.
Hey bro, you gotta go home. I mean, seriously, you gotta go home.
You're really getting on my nerves, and you seriously need to leave, alright?
Faran!
And after we're done pranking my dad, we have a ton of people that we're going to prank using my dad's twin.
Let's go downstairs. Let's go.
I got you guys!
That's not funny.
All right, so what do you think about my new dad?
He looks nothing like me.
All right, so let's make a bet then. I bet you that I can convince a whole lot of people that this is my real dad.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let's go through 5 different rounds, and in each round, there's going to be people that I know, and you got to convince them that this is really me. And the loser has to paint their motorcycle pink.
What?
I thought you were confident this is me.
I'm confident. Let's go. Let's do it.
All right. Loser has to paint their motorcycle pink. All right. For the first round, you have to convince your principal that that's your real dad.
Wait. My principal?
I'm going to call the principal right now and set up a meeting.
It's going to be difficult.
Are you guys complaining?
No. Hey, we're good. Stay calm.
Hi, this is Ali, Faran's dad. I was wondering if I can pass by with my son. We have a special request to ask you.
Sure, I can set up a meeting for you guys in about 45 minutes.
All right, 45 minutes. We'll be there. I'll be there with my son, okay?
Sure, we'll see you soon.
All right, thank you. Bye.
To the principal's office!
Come on, guys.
Stay strong. Come on.
They got no chance.
Was Faran's principal actually going to fall for this? Or was she going to catch them?
All right, you guys. My principal's office is right behind me. We cannot let her realize that you're not my real dad.
We got this. Yeah, let's go.
All right. I told Faran to ask the principal for 2 weeks off of school. And if at any point the principal realizes that the person next to Faran is not me, then he loses. All right. I'm connected to the hidden camera that Faran set up.
Dude, I'm kind of nervous. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. Listen, just be like my dad and we got it. Okay?
All right. She's coming in, you guys. The principal's here.
So how can I help you guys today?
So we're actually here to request 2 weeks off for Faran from school.
2 weeks off? That's a long time.
I don't know if she's going to say yes to you guys.
Yeah, I guess, but he's so into snowboarding now, so we're going to take him to snowboarding camp.
Snowboarding? He rarely snowboards.
He's doing so well, and we're thinking that he could start doing it competitively, actually.
Yeah. Snowboarding, I love snowboarding.
Okay, I thought you were into soccer.
Oh, she knows that he loves soccer.
You know kids these days, they just change things all the time.
Yeah, I decided to just risk his board.
Like, he's doing so well. I wish you could see him snowboarding. Wow, amazing.
You guys, she's gonna realize that's not me.
Brad, can you step outside for a minute so I can speak to him privately?
Is this necessary?
You want me to step outside?
Yes, please.
You guys, she's asking Faran to leave. She realized something.
She can stay here and be part of the conversation.
No, I'd like to speak to you privately.
Faran's fake dad is about to get caught.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'll see you guys.
Listen. 2 weeks is a long time for Faran to miss school. You are responsible for him to do his homework.
Is the principal actually falling for this?
You understand?
Totally. 100%. He's going to submit everything on time. No excuses.
Okay. Perfect.
Good.
Are you serious?
Well, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.
Have a nice day.
You as well.
What? Oh, my gosh.
Man, we got this.
Relax. Round number 2 is going to be even more difficult. So I set up a basketball game with all of my friends. You got to go with your fake dad, play basketball with my friends, and they got to believe that that's actually me.
Oh, no. Good luck, you guys. I'll see you at the basketball court. Are you good at basketball?
I'm not, but I'll tell you what. I'm still trying my best.
Okay, that's what I like to hear. I need you. Hey, I need you to turn into prime LeBron.
We got this. Let's go.
Faran and his fake dad were feeling really confident, but there's no way he's as good as me at basketball.
All right, my friends are inside playing basketball. Here's what's going to happen. Faran and I are going to go play first. Once I make my first shot, I'm going to come outside, and you and I are going to swap. If you can last 3 minutes playing basketball with my friends, and they don't realize that you're not me, then you guys win this round. If he gets caught at any point, you're done, and your bike is going to be pink.
What up, boys? Let's play some ball. I brought my son. Y'all want to play threes?
Yeah.
You're on our team.
All right,
me, you, and my son.
All right.
Ball. What you got, baby? What you got?
Good. I don't know if I can play basketball like Ali.
You guys, I gotta use the restroom real quick, all right?
You just got in.
Yeah, I drank too much water, all right? My bad.
All right, Ali, let's see what you got. You gotta go out there for 3 minutes, and my friends cannot realize that you're not me. Good luck, man.
Well played.
All right, come on, boys, I'm back. Let's get it.
Bro, about time. You took forever. Let's go. Check ball.
Let's go. Check the ball. Come on.
In there. Oof.
All right.
Here you go.
Go.
Oh my gosh. Terrible move.
Hold on, guys, wait, hold on.
What are you doing, bro? Get your head in the game.
One second.
Faran's getting a little bit nervous.
Yo, you gotta step it up, bro. Dad, come on,
you gotta step it up, come on.
It's so obvious, that's not me.
All right, Dad, play some defense. Come on, let's go.
All right, my twin is playing defense.
Yo! What are you doing?
That's illegal. You guys, a minute and a half more.
Go, Dad. Come on.
No.
How is that my twin? He can't even dribble.
You guys, 1 minute left.
Yo, what's going on with you, bro?
I'm playing basketball. What are you
doing? No, you're not playing basketball.
No. Okay, nothing's wrong with him. We're good. You just got to lock in. Come on. You got to lock in, man. Come on.
Get it together.
How does everyone not realize that that's not me?
All right, pass it back. What are you doing? What do you mean, no? What are you doing?
Oh, what are you doing? This is not like you.
What are you doing? No.
What is he doing?
Yo, what are you doing?
Hey, bro.
Last time I saw you play, you weren't like this.
No. Trust me. He's normal.
How is it normal?
Time's up. I can't believe this.
Are y'all serious?
Y'all thought that was me?
Let's go! We got you guys!
Oh,
let's go! Y'all know better than that. Hey, we got this.
Let's see who we got to prank for the next round. Let's go.
Time for round number 3, and this is where it all ends.
No. This is not where it ends.
All right. They have to call 3 of my YouTuber friends, and you have to last on the phone with them for 60 seconds each without them realizing that that's not me.
What?
That's a lot.
Starting off with one of my best friends,
Darman.
What? Darman? You literally hang out with Darman every single weekend. Of course he knows what you look like.
Too bad. All right, call Darman. 60 seconds. He can't realize that's not me.
Let's go, Dar. Pick it up.
They got no chance.
Pick up the phone.
Yo, what's up, Dar?
Yo.
What's up? Hi. Okay, Dar. I called you because I wanted to ask you what you think about my dad's brand new outfit.
Yeah, check it out.
I think it's pretty nice, man.
How does he not realize?
Something looked a little off about Ali's beard, though. Let me see it again.
Ali's beard? What's wrong?
He realized the beard is different.
He can take it lower or something, because it usually goes all the way up to the...
No, dude, the beard's fine. It's the same thing. Same thing.
They're about to get caught.
Yo, Dar, how's your little baby doing?
Oh, yeah, congrats on the new baby.
She's so cute. Look at her eyes.
They're changing the topic.
I've been watching some of your guys' videos, man.
Oh, thank you. No way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, well, 60 seconds. Okay. Thank you, Dar. Bye. See you later. Bye.
I thought he was my good friend.
Oh, my God. Let's go. Hey, good one.
We still got two more YouTubers to call. Next person you got to call is Ben Azalar.
All
right. They're about to lose right now, y'all. You guys are about to lose. Go ahead.
I think we got this one.
Oh, we got it.
Watch out. I'm FaZe coming in.
All right. They got no chance, you guys. They're about to lose right now.
Yo, what's up, Ben?
What's good, Ben?
Yo, I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good.
We're good, yeah.
Would you want to call you really quick, you know, check up on you?
Just say hi, you know.
Right now is actually not a good time. I got to go. But call me back in, like, a few hours.
Wait. No. I'm so sorry. We just need 1 minute of your time. Just 1 minute.
1 minute.
1 minute. 1 minute.
Okay.
I was pretty sure that Ben was going to realize that that's not me.
Listen. We just wanted you to say, what's up to Gucci?
Hey, Gucci, look. It's Uncle Ben.
How is this working?
While I have you guys here, Ali didn't answer my call a few days ago.
He's about to get caught.
Dude, I was super busy helping Fran with his homework. He has, like, some exams coming up and stuff. Yeah.
That's why he couldn't answer you.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, cool. 60 seconds. I'll see you later, Ben. Thank you, Ben. Bye. Easy, bro.
Oh, my God. These guys got lucky twice in a row.
You got one more person in FaceTime, and her name is Rebecca Zamolo.
Oh, no. Oh, Rebecca Zamolo 100% is going to be able to figure this one out.
Hey, you can give up now and go paint your bike pink.
No. We staying strong. We got this.
We got it. They got no chance.
For sure, Rebecca was going to realize that that's not me.
Oh, you're about to lose.
Hi. Hey, what's up?
So we just wanted to call you because I know that you do yoga. And Ali, he's been practicing yoga. So I just wanted to get your opinion on it.
Yeah, just make sure my form is correct.
Yeah, go ahead. Show her.
For sure, Rebecca's gonna realize that that's a fake Ali.
Yeah, Ali. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Is that good?
I mean, it's not bad.
Are you serious?
Ali, why did you start practicing yoga?
I'm just trying to be flexible, you know, old age.
Exactly, old age, you know.
Hey, Ali, by the way, do you and Andrea want to get dinner tomorrow? I know we were trying to coordinate a date. We're free tomorrow if you guys want to go.
Yeah. Well, let's do it, for sure, definitely.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, he could be there. He's free. He's got no plans, whatever. It's cool, you know.
What kind of food?
Sushi, as usual.
Sushi.
We don't always get sushi, but I'm down to get sushi.
Okay, all right, let's do it. All right, 60 seconds. Bye. Let's go. Three. All right, next round.
All right, twin. For round number four, I'm going to tell my barber to come to the house and cut my hair. You guys got to convince my barber that that's actually me. I hope you're ready for a haircut.
You didn't tell me anything about a haircut.
Oh, no. This is bad.
So when the barber comes in, I'm going to let him inside the house. I'm going to let him set up. And then I'm going to come swap with you. And you got to get your hair cut. And the barber can't realize it's not me.
Oh. Yo, Alan, what's up?
All right, Alan. I have a special request for you.
Okay.
I want to shave off my hair today.
Wait, why?
Buzz it off.
Wait. You want to buzz your hair?
Yeah, it's time for it to go, man. Just buzz it off.
No, wait. Are you sure you want to do that?
Yeah.
I don't think he's being for real.
Just put your stuff down, get everything ready, and I'll be there in a minute.
Cool.
Thank you.
What do you mean you want to buzz?
I'm not getting the buzz. My fake twin is.
Oh, no.
Listen. The barber's gonna cut your hair a little bit shorter than usual.
No.
It's not gonna be that short. Don't.
What do you mean it's not gonna be that short? We never talked about this.
Just don't worry about it, okay? You're gonna be good. It's gonna be a nice haircut. You're good. Come on.
All right, let's go.
sure you want to shave your hair off?
Yeah, I'm sure, man. Hey, you know what? I want to use the restroom real quick.
Okay.
Just give me a minute, yeah?
Okay, cool.
I'll be right back. All right, fake Ali, you ready for that haircut? Make sure he doesn't realize that you're not me. Good luck. Hope you like the haircut. Alan has been cutting my hair for years. There's no way he doesn't realize that that's not me.
You sure you want to cut it that short?
Yeah, no. He's good. He's good, 100%. He's ready.
All right, at any minute, the barber's going to realize that that's not me.
All right, Alan, you got it. You're good.
Right.
Let's go.
Wait.
No, you're good. Just keep going. You're good. You wanted this. Just go. You're good.
He's cutting it off.
Just trust me. You're good. This is what you wanted. Yeah, right.
If my twin keeps freaking out, my barber's going to realize that that's not really me. He still hasn't realized that's not me.
Dude, he's cutting my hair too short.
No, trust me, you're good. Alan, just keep going, it looks amazing.
It's too short?
You guys, the haircut's almost done, and I'm getting a little worried that Faron might win this round. And just like that, the haircut was complete.
It looks good.
Alan,
are you serious, bro?
Yeah, what?
Bro, how'd you think that was me?
I mean, you guys have the same head.
Hey, let's go, we got it!
But now, it was time for the hardest challenge yet. Nice haircut, twin.
That was not funny, bro.
Alright, this is the final round. It's gonna be the hardest round. You have to convince my wife that that's me. That's your mom, by the way.
Yeah, no. There's no way that's happening.
Hey, if you want to give up now, let's paint your motorcycle pink and call it a night.
No. I'm not giving up. We're painting your motorcycle pink. Let's go. Come on. We're not backing down from a big challenge. Let's go.
Royalty fam, there's no way my wife is going to think that he's actually me. Well, I hope not.
All right, you guys. My wife, Andrea, has just arrived. Here's the plan. When she comes in, I'm going to take her to the movie theater. We're going to watch a movie. And then I'm going to leave the movie theater. And you and I are going to swap. You got to go back in there and pretend you're me. If you can survive 3 minutes in there without her realizing I'm not you, then you guys win the challenge. But if you get caught, he has to paint his bike pink.
No. You're not going to get caught, bro. Come on. Go.
Yeah, we cannot lose this round. We won't.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
How was your day?
To be honest, I'm so tired.
I have the best plan then. Let's go watch a movie.
Right now?
Yeah, it's a perfect time. I'll get the popcorn ready. Let's go.
Are you sure?
Yeah, let's go. It'll be fun.
I'm so tired, baby. What do you want to watch?
Whatever you want to watch. I'll let you want popcorn?
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'll go get it.
Okay.
All right. Stay here.
Love you.
I got you the popcorn.
All right. Here's the popcorn. You gotta survive 3 minutes in the movie theater. She realizes that you're not me.
It's over.
Hey. Listen. Normally, I would say we got this, but this time, you got this.
Really, bro? What do you see in him that you see in me?
Exact same person.
Now, fake Ali has to last 3 minutes without getting caught.
Oh, he's turning off the light. That's smart. He's smart.
He's gonna get caught.
No, he won't.
Ali, why do you turn off the light? No, babe. I wonder more.
She's turning the lights on. Oh, she's gonna see him.
No.
I think that I found the movie that I wanna watch.
He's getting up.
Okay. I told you he knows what he's doing.
Are you serious? Why? Why are you sitting down so far from me?
Your mom's catching on.
I'm a little sick.
Really?
Let's go. That's a good excuse.
That's weird. Why didn't you tell me you were sick?
I have some problems, sweetie.
Thank you.
All right, 90 seconds left. Let's see if he survives. Come on, you got this.
Oh my god. Are you beside me on my pool?
Oh, no. Oh, no. She's coughing. No, what did you do?
I put spicy sauce on the popcorn.
You know what? I'm going to go get her water.
How can you forget that I hate spicy food?
She's about to catch him.
I'm so sorry, babe.
Hey, your mom was about to catch him any second.
No. I'm gonna go in and help him out.
Wait, what?
Mom, are you okay? I heard you coughing. I got you water.
Oh my god, thank you.
All right, Farhan's going in to help out, but it doesn't matter because they're about to lose.
Can you believe that I didn't make my popcorn spicy?
What? No. Then, Mom, this is not spicy.
That's so spicy. And you know that I hate spicy food.
Farhan and my twin are so close to getting caught.
No, Mom, trust me, it's fine. It's not spicy. Whatever.
Oh, my God. How does my wife not realize that that's not me?
All right, Mom. What movie do you want to watch?
No, don't worry about it.
Why?
It's fine. No, I want him to choose because we were going to watch it together.
No, but it's okay. He's a little bit sick. It's fine. I'm going to watch the movie.
All right, 45 seconds, you guys. I'm getting kind of nervous.
Ali, how do you got sick out of nowhere?
It's cold outside.
What, you still sick all of a sudden?
Yeah, I don't know. It's cold outside. It's fine. Just let's pick a movie. Don't worry about Ali, okay?
Oh, he's got 30 more seconds. Andrea, that's not me. Come on.
Ali, come sit down next to me.
No. He's good where he is. He's fine.
What do you mean I want to sit down next to him?
20 seconds left.
No, sweetie, I'm good right here.
See, he's fine. Just leave him alone. He's good. Don't worry about Ali. He's fine.
Come on, Andrea. Catch him.
No, wait. 1 second. Something is happening here.
She's about to find out.
What are you talking about?
Guys look soft. Like, I don't know. Ali, something weird.
What?
This is so weird. What? Hey, babe.
Wait. 3 minutes. It's done.
What happened?
How did you think that was me?
I just realized right now. Who is this guy?
Let's go! Hey! You know what that means, right? We're painting your motorcycle big!
Let's go!
Alright!
Whatever.
Wait, who is this guy?
Don't worry about it. Stay royalty. We out. Peace.
You guys, I can't believe someone left these puppies at our doorstep. You guys are so cute. We're gonna find out who left you guys here, okay? I'll be right back.
Mom,
listen. We have to go outside right now.
Why?
Just trust me, it's an emergency. Just come outside. You have to see what's outside.
Okay, so can you tell me what's happening?
No. We have to go. Come on. Hurry. Come on.
Wait. Oh my gosh!
It's just two puppies. They appeared at our front gate.
Farhan, come on. Be honest. I don't believe that story.
No, I promise you. Listen. I thought my Amazon package arrived, so I went to go check. I opened the door, and I saw the box, and I realized that this isn't my Amazon package. Someone left these two dogs here, and then they just left.
Oh my god, who's gonna leave these dogs here? If someone dropped them off at the gate, that means that people is still around. Why don't we go find them and get the dogs back?
You want to go find them?
Yes, I mean, we're not going to keep the dogs. These are not our dogs. Let's go.
All right, you guys. So we're going to see if the people that left the puppies are maybe still outside of our front gate.
All right, be careful right here. It's raining so bad, you guys. How long ago was it?
I think it was like 5 minutes ago.
Okay, so they probably outside then. Okay, let's hurry up. Run. Careful.
It's so wet.
Okay, let me check.
This is exactly where I found the puppies. Right here. Come.
Hello?
Mom. I don't think anybody's here.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so we need to find out who left the dogs here.
Mom, since we can't find the owners, do you think maybe we can keep them?
No, Farhan. Those are not our dogs. First, we need to find out who left them at the front gate.
They're so cute. Farhan.
What?
Do you think Dad left them at the front gate?
There is no way. He wouldn't do something like that without telling me.
It could be like a surprise, like giving us two puppies. No, there's no way. I'm going to call him.
Okay, call them. Oh, my gosh. They're so cute.
Let's call my dad to see if he was the one who left these puppies here.
Hello?
Hey, we saw the box.
Hello?
Bro, stop playing games. Like, we saw the box with the two puppies, the surprise that you gave us.
What are you talking about?
I told you it wasn't your dad. Okay, baby, do you think that you can come home? There are two dogs right here. We need to find the owner so we can get them back, okay? So we don't know who they came from.
I'll be there in like 10, 15 minutes.
Okay, all right.
All right, bye. My dad was on his way home, and my mom came up with a brilliant idea.
All right, so I have an idea. When your dad comes back, we're going to ask him to look through the security cameras, so we're going to find out who let the dogs in the front gate.
That's a good idea. But are you sure we can't just keep the dogs?
Gosh, they are so cute. But no, you guys, we need to find the owners of these dogs.
I was really hoping that I could keep these two dogs.
You guys, I just got to the house. For why did Andrea call me earlier saying that there's a box with dogs inside? They must be pranking me. Let's go inside and see what's going on.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey. Oh my gosh, you're finally here.
Are you... What?
Look, they're so cute.
I thought you guys were messing with me.
No.
Whose dogs are these?
I don't know. Someone left them at the front gate.
Yeah.
Bro, are you messing with us?
Bro, what? No.
Be honest.
I think that he's messing with us.
No. Why would I be messing with you guys? I'm being for real.
Where'd you find them?
I found them right outside of our front gate.
You guys, what if you check the collars? Maybe there's tags on there. Maybe there's a phone number we can call. Yeah. Check, you guys. Check.
No, they just have collars. They don't have tags.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no. There's no tag. It's just a collar.
We really need to find out who left the dogs here.
What if you look through the security camera so we're going to be able to find out who left them at the front gate?
But guys, come on. Think about it. They were left at our front gate. This was meant to be. Like, why can't we just keep them?
No, they have honor.
Let's check the security cameras and see exactly what happened.
Okay.
All right, you guys. Just pull up the security footage. Let's see what happens. I don't see anything.
Oh, right there. There it is.
That's the guy. Wait a minute.
He's knocking.
Okay, so he knocked on the door.
And we can't see his face. You guys, he's covering his face.
He's knocking again.
Did you see him when you went outside?
No, when I went outside, there was nobody there. He's pulling something out of his pocket.
Wait, what is that? Knocking again?
Wait, he's putting inside the box.
Wait, what did he put in the box?
Yeah, I didn't see anything inside the box.
Yeah, wait, but we didn't see anything inside the box.
Wait, you guys didn't see anything inside the box?
No.
A white piece of paper?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm not sure.
Go check the box.
This person left something in the box, and we couldn't believe our eyes when we saw it.
Check the box.
Inside the box. There's nothing in here. It's just a bunch of blankets.
Pull out the blankets.
Oh. Right here. Oh.
Wait, what?
Oh, you guys didn't see that?
No.
It says two royalty family.
Open it.
Okay, well, it's a piece of paper.
Well, obviously, it's
a letter.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, all right. Let me read this.
That's a long letter. Okay, this right here could possibly explain everything.
Okay, let me read this. Dear royalty family, we're so sorry you lost your dog, Princessa, 2 years ago. She was such a special part of your family, and we know how much you loved her. We can't keep these two puppies and thought of you. We saw the kind of love and care that you gave to Princessa, and we know you guys would give them an amazing home.
Oh my God, they remember Princessa.
What are we going to do? We have to keep both of them.
No, you're right. No, we already have our dog Gucci plus two more dogs. That's going to be a lot of responsibility.
Why can't we just keep both, Mom?
Because it's a lot.
Alright, it's a lot of words.
Okay, you know what? I have an idea. Listen, we bring both of these dogs to my dog Gucci and see, and maybe all three of them can get along, and then that way they all become friends, and then we can keep all three of them.
I don't know about that.
No, that's a good idea. I'm going to go find Gucci.
Ferran really wanted to keep both puppies, but his mom was against the idea. Hopefully, all three dogs will get along.
Hey, maybe Ferran is right. If the two of these dogs get along with our dog Gucci, then maybe it won't be that difficult to take care of all three dogs.
Hey, I don't think that's a good idea.
Alright, we'll see.
There he is. Bring him. Gucci!
We have a surprise for you, Bubba.
We have a surprise for you.
Gucci's chilling.
I think that he already smells the dog.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, he wants to see inside the box. Let him see, Ferran. Let him see.
Come.
Ferran, he wants to see inside the box.
Come. I'm going to help you.
He's inside the box.
Oh, my God. They're looking at each other. Look.
Wait.
Oh, they're saying hi.
Why don't we take them out so they can meet Gucci in person?
Yeah, take them out. And if they all get along, maybe we can keep all three of them.
Let's see what happens.
All right, Gucci, come on.
Not too close.
Sit.
Honestly, you guys, Gucci misses having a sibling.
He goes so excited.
Say hi, Gucci.
It's okay.
Gucci, hey, where are you going?
Oh, Gucci.
It seemed like the dogs were bonding, but the question remains, will Andrea allow Ferran to keep both puppies?
Look, they all got along. That means we can keep all three of them.
I know, but that doesn't change anything, guys. Three dogs is a huge responsibility, and I don't think that we're ready for this.
Andrea felt like it was too much responsibility to keep all three dogs. And Ferran was really sad about that. But she was willing to make a deal.
But you know what? I'll tell you one thing, okay? I'll let you keep one.
One?
Yeah.
Well, how am I supposed to know which one to keep? Like, how do I choose?
I don't know, you guys. You can decide.
Ferran, you can pick. Just pick which one.
All right, so I'm going to put them in the box for now. Go to sleep. You need some rest. You're so jealous.
Ferran was torn. He was going to have a hard time figuring out which puppy to keep.
All right, so let me know when you made your decision. Is that okay?
Okay.
All right, bad news is you can't keep both of the new dogs, but you can keep one.
No, we gotta convince my mom to let us keep both.
Bro, how?
So Ferran said he has a good plan to convince his mom for her to keep both of these dogs, but I think his plan is bad.
Bro, just listen to my plan. We're gonna name both of these dogs after my mom's dog that passed away, and her name is Princessa. So that way, my mom is gonna love both of these dogs because it's gonna bring back memories, and she's gonna wanna keep them both.
Okay, here's the thing. Your mom's dog Princessa was named after a girl. This is a boy, and that's a girl. So how do you wanna do this?
Okay, so obviously the girl's gonna be Princessa,
okay.
And then the guy is gonna be Prince.
Oh my goodness. Do you really think your mom is gonna say yes to this?
Bro, it's worth a try.
Royalty fam, I don't know what's gonna happen, but I'm telling you, this is a bad idea.
Mom!
Hey guys!
Hey!
What's up?
Guess what?
What?
So, we came up with a great idea.
Yup.
Okay.
To name the dogs. So, the boy, his name is Prince.
Mm-hmm.
Now the girl.
Yep, this one's gonna be a big girl. It's a cool name.
Is gonna be named Princessa.
Are you serious? Who thought that it was a good idea to do that? That's so disrespectful. I already said that you guys can keep just one dog, and you're not gonna name it Princessa. Okay? No one is gonna replace my dog Princessa.
Wait, we're not trying to replace her.
Yeah, you're trying. You're naming the dog after my dog Princessa. That's disrespectful.
Let's go.
Oh my god.
I told you that was a bad idea.
Alright, so do you have a better idea?
Actually, I do. So, the reason that we can't keep both of these dogs is because your mom said we weren't responsible enough. So, if we go to the pet store and we buy all the supplies and necessities that these dogs need, then maybe your mom might see us as responsible and we'll be able to keep both dogs.
Okay, not a bad idea.
Okay.
So, let's go to the store.
All right, it's raining super hard. Make sure the dogs don't get wet. Take them to the car and let's go to the store.
Let's go.
All right, hey, keep them dry.
Stepped in water. Oh no. Oh no, my pants.
Bro, forget your pants.
Oh,
just make sure the dogs stay dry.
Okay.
Go. Remember, we have to get all the right stuff in order for your mom to realize that we're responsible enough to keep both dogs.
Real quick, let me just put both of my little buddies right here.
Gentle. First thing we need is dog food.
All right, you guys, so we have to get food, but we also have to make sure that it's the right stuff. And right here, it says puppy and it's chicken.
That's called being responsible, baby. Let's go. Hey, get some more.
Yeah, you're right.
They gotta eat, bro. More.
Oh,
come on, bro.
More!
What?
More!
More?
Bro, they're gonna be hungry.
Grab toys, grab toys.
Oh, look how cute this is. A chicken? Alright, we'll grab that. A cow? We'll grab that. A dragon? We'll also put that in there. So I got security for the boy, and then I got a nice pink sweater with the heart for the girl.
Alright, put it in, put it in. It's our dog Gucci!
Okay, but wait, hold on.
Where you going, bro? Wait a minute.
Come on.
Is that for who I think it is?
Exactly who you think it's for.
For Gucci?
For Gucci.
You see that, you guys? He's being responsible already. He's thinking about all three dogs. Put it in. I got a hat.
All right. Is it going to fit?
Oh. Oh, sorry.
There it is.
All right. These beds are nice. Which one do you want?
Bro, we're in the wrong aisle. This is the cat aisle.
My bad.
All right, so we got two leashes, one for the boy, and one for the girl.
Good job.
Farwan was trying to buy as much stuff for all three dogs so he can convince his mom that he was responsible.
You think this plan's gonna work?
Oh, it's gonna work.
Now let's head home and see what Andrea thinks about this idea. All right. Put all the stuff in the kitchen counter. I'll go call your mom. I'll tell her to come downstairs. And then we'll show her how responsible you were. And then maybe
she'll let us keep both of them.
Hey, Gucci. We're back.
Babe, guess what?
Ah! I'm nervous.
What happened?
Huh?
What happened?
All right. So Farwan wants to show you something downstairs. It's a good thing, trust me.
Oh my god. Every time that you tell me that, I get nervous.
No, I'm serious. It's a good thing. Come.
Okay.
Are you ready to see the surprise?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Farwan!
Yo!
You ready?
What? What is all of that?
Go look at it. Go look.
Wait, you guys bought all the pet store?
Hopefully this idea would convince Andrea to let Farwan keep both puppies.
Come. We went shopping, but we didn't just go shopping for the two new dogs. We went shopping for all three dogs.
Yep.
Okay. Like, look, let me show you. We got so many toys, and then we got clothes. We got one for the new boy.
Yep.
We got one for the new girl.
Yep.
And of course, I couldn't forget about my favorite, Gucci.
See, we thought about all three dogs because we care about all three of them.
Exactly. Now, come over here.
Yep, we got more stuff. We got more stuff, too.
So look, right here, Mom, we got so much food for them, and we made sure that the packaging said puppy because they need the right amount of nutrients.
Yeah, and let me just say, that was really responsible of you.
That was good. That was responsible, right?
Okay.
That was responsible.
Hold on, Gucci.
Gucci,
are you okay, Bubba? We love you so much.
No, he's excited for the puppy.
Oh, yeah? He's trying to see the puppy.
And look, Mom, we got two new leashes, one for the girl and one for the boy.
I just want to say, man, Farwan was really responsible at the pet store. He was taking his time shopping, and he was putting a lot of effort into this. I'm really proud of you.
Yeah, thank you.
Guys.
So?
Responsibility doesn't happen overnight. I already said we're going to keep one of the new puppies, and that's it.
Can I talk to you?
Farwan was starting to feel the pressure of having to pick one dog. Which one will it be?
Listen, we can't convince your mom to keep both dogs. At this point, you might as well just pick which dog you want to keep.
Bro, no. I'm not giving up that quick, bro. I have one more idea.
Bro, what is it?
Alright, listen. How about we show the two puppies to my little sister and my little brother, and then they're going to fall in love with them. And then my mom is going to see how much my little brother and my little sister love these puppies, and she's going to want to keep both of them. I'm just saying, bro, it's worth a shot.
Okay, but what if your little brother and sister don't get along with these dogs?
No! We're gonna have to figure it out once we get there.
Alright, let's try. Alright, the kids are in the movie theater. Are you ready for the surprise?
Let's go.
Hey guys!
Should we show them the surprise?
Yes! Are you guys ready?
Yeah!
You guys ready? Alright. On the count of three. One. Two.
Three.
Come say hi. Oh, wow.
Look
how cute they are, guys.
Hey, get Milan to hold one, and get your sister Blue to hold the other,
okay. And
your mom will be so happy.
Okay, come Milan.
Mommy,
you
know how to...
You don't want it?
No.
down. You just have to hug it. Like that, and then put your other hand down here.
Okay, there you go. There you go,
Milan. Hold it strong. Hold it strong.
There you go. Give it a kiss, Milan.
Kiss it, kiss it, kiss it.
Yeah.
Okay, Blue, you want to hold it too?
No.
There you go. There you go. You're good. Just hold it, okay? Like that, you're good.
I'll hold it.
You want to hold it? Okay, okay, here.
Milan has one. Now his sister's going to have one.
Yeah.
There you go. Perfect. Okay. You ready? There you go. There you go. Hold it, hold it, hold it.
So that's a girl. And that's a boy right there, okay? And when mommy comes, what are you guys going to tell mommy?
I love it. I want to keep it.
Perfect.
Hold on, you stay here. I'm going to bring your mom. Let's see what happens. Maybe, just maybe, Andrea will let us keep both puppies.
I got something to show you.
Okay.
You guys ready? You guys ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mama, you like it? Can you keep it?
Oh my god! So you guys like that?
Yeah!
Ooh, she's a puppy! She's so little! This is a
puppy!
Yes!
Boy and a girl!
Boy and a girl! Oh my god,
you know, you want to keep it?
Yeah!
But do you want to keep one or just, or two?
Two! Oh, I want to keep two!
Oh. So mom, can we keep both?
Guys, I already told you, we're just going to keep one and we're going to find a home for the other one.
Yeah, but Ferran doesn't know how to pick one.
Yeah, I can't just pick one, Mom.
Well, you have to decide which one do you want to keep.
I don't know what to do.
At this point, Andrea had made up her mind, and Ferran had a hard choice that he had to make. Ferran, it's time for you to pick one of these dogs, and the other dog, we got to find it a good home.
I can't decide. Like, okay, how about this? I'll make my decision later, but for now, we can find a home for one of them at least.
Okay, so how are we trying to find a home for one of them?
Okay, how about this? What if I post a story on my Instagram and see if there's someone out there that's responsible and that wants to provide a good home for one of the dogs?
Do you think that that's gonna work?
What do you guys think?
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'll post the story.
Okay, post it.
Ferran's taking the picture for the story.
All right. Here, get both of them.
Get a good shot.
Oh, that's perfect. So what do I put on the story?
All right, put that we're looking for someone responsible and that can take...
No. Okay, so no. Put something like this. We are looking for a sweet home for one of these puppies. Whoever is interested, please send me a DM.
Just like that. There you go. Good job, babe.
I just want to find a new house for one of the puppies.
I posted the story. Now we wait.
We love you, Gucci. We love you guys, too. We got a lot of messages and called a lot of people. Are you able to pick up a dog?
No, I need you guys to come down to me.
But most just weren't the right fit for these puppies. Have you ever taken care of a dog before?
I've never owned a dog before.
Until finally, this happened. Wait, so you can come tonight and pick up one of the dogs?
Yeah, I can just meet you with my husband.
Okay, and how long would you take to be here?
Probably just an hour.
Okay, perfect. I'll send you the exact address. You guys drive safe, all right?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. See you soon. Oh my god!
Wait, hold on. We have to make sure that this person is qualified to be the owner of the new dog, and we also have to find out which dog Ferran wants to keep.
That's gonna be the problem.
Hey, where's both dogs? I see one.
One of them is inside of my hoodie.
Are you serious?
I fell in love with both of them. Like, how am I supposed to know which one to pick?
Well, the new owner is about to arrive, so you gotta make a decision soon, alright? An hour later, the new owners came to pick up one of the puppies. All right, you guys, the new owners are outside. Let's go open the door for them.
Okay. All
right.
Let's go.
Do you know which dog you want to keep? Is it this one?
No, I don't know, bro. I can't make a decision.
Are you serious?
Let's just go meet the new owners.
Come on in, you guys. These are the dogs right here.
Beautiful.
They're so gorgeous.
Which one are we?
Yeah, do you guys know which one you're giving up for adoption? Or like which one we're taking?
We don't know yet, but she's the one that has to take the decision.
Yeah, for Ryan. You're here to take one. Do you know which one you want to keep?
They're both so cute.
They are.
I know. This was about to be the hardest decision of Ferran's life. They're both amazing. They're both precious.
Honestly, my decision. I don't think it's right for me to separate them. I can't separate them.
What do you mean?
They're brother and sister, and I can't take them away from each other. I think you're gonna have to take both.
Farhan, are you sure? You don't want to keep one?
I can't separate them, bro. I can't.
Are you sure? Okay, one second.
And now, we had a bigger issue to solve.
I feel so bad for Farhan. I don't know if the new owners are gonna take both of the dogs.
We can ask them and see what they say. They came here for one.
I know. Let's ask.
Yeah? By any chance, are you guys able to take care of two dogs instead of one? Two dogs.
The owners were thinking hard about taking both puppies.
Really precious, and you don't want to separate them. I think we can.
Yes, we will take both of them.
Oh my goodness! Thank you so much.
Hello.
Oh my gosh!
Please.
Take care of them, please. Oh, they're precious.
Thank you. Guys. I 100% promise.
We're gonna miss them.
They will be in great hands.
We'll keep in touch, yeah?
Yes, of course. Yeah. Pictures
we'll every day. Yeah. Thank you.
Hey. You did the right thing.
I'm so proud of you.
They were family. I couldn't separate them. It's all good.
Stay royalty. We out. Peace.
Today, boys and girls will hide somewhere in this grocery store to see who can survive the longest without getting caught by a real bounty hunter.
All right, team girls, here are your five challenges that you need to complete.
And here's your five challenges.
Team boys, baby!
Nah, team girls all day.
All right, let's start.
And both teams went their separate ways.
Once this timer runs out, I'm going to go search for my targets.
All right, we got 90 seconds before the bounty hunter comes in and starts looking for us.
Exactly, so let's use our time wisely and begin with our challenge number one.
All right, open it.
Let's see what it is.
Hurry up. Open it.
What? Take a selfie with three people.
Are you serious?
Bro, that's gonna be so embarrassing.
I think we should use our 90 seconds to find a hiding spot so we have a safe place to meet up in case we get separated.
Okay, that's a great idea. Let's check the back room.
The back room?
Yeah, okay. Let's go.
All right, we're gonna ask that gentleman right there for our first selfie. Bro, do you think this is gonna work?
Excuse me, sir? Is it okay if we take a selfie?
Real quick.
No, that's creepy.
It's gonna be really hard to get a selfie with a random person.
That's why the next person will offer them $5.
Hopefully that works.
I think this is the entrance to the back room.
Oh my gosh!
Oh my goodness!
This place is huge!
I mean, there's so many places to hide!
Timer's up! The first person that I tag, their team's out! And they're gonna face a disgusting punishment!
Hi, can we please ask for a selfie? Oh, for $5?
Alright.
Alright, thank you. Thank you so much.
Where should we hide? I don't know. This place is huge. Come on, let's go. Oh my god! I think it's a bounty hunter. Oh my gosh! What is he? What is he? I don't know. I can see him. We have to be quiet.
You guys, we cannot get caught. Otherwise, we're going to lose to the boys.
We still need two more selfies to complete challenge one.
Hey, can we take a selfie?
We're doing this challenge where we have to get random people to take selfies with us, so we'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Smile. Perfect. Thank you.
Great smile.
Thank you.
Is he still there? Let's check. You guys, there.
We need one more selfie to pass challenge number one.
Let's ask her for a photo. Okay, let's go.
Excuse me, can we take a selfie?
Lo siento, no hablo inglés.
Oh, she doesn't speak English. Ask her Spanish.
Okay, ¿nos podemos tomar una foto?
Claro.
Sí.
Hey, selfie.
Oh my god, are you guys the Roji family? Can I please take a photo with you guys?
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you.
How you doing, man? Hey.
Come on, you guys. Body Hunter left. Okay, we need to find our hiding spot now. Okay, let's go.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on.
What do we do? What do we
hide,
do?
Hide. He's going to find us. Hide, hide, hide.
All right, you guys. We found the best hiding spot, and this is how we found it.
We were walking down the aisle, and we found this fruit stand and noticed it had a little door on it.
So we opened the door, and we noticed that there was a lot of space to hide inside. So we took out the baskets and went in.
All right, let's see what challenge number one is.
Okay. What was that?
I don't know. Is someone outside?
I don't know. Quick, I have to check.
Go check.
Be careful, please. Be careful.
Is it the body hunter?
Okay, we're good. It was just an employee.
Are you sure?
Yes, we're right.
Okay, okay, we're good.
If he finds us right now, we lose. Oh, just be quiet.
All right, challenge number one. Collect these five items?
How are we going to collect these five items without the bounty hunter casting us?
That's going to be impossible.
I know you two are around here somewhere. I'm going to find you.
Here's the plan. You get the red pepper and the blue bag of Doritos. And I'm going to get the green hat, the duct tape, and the cans of beans.
Okay, yes, let's
okay.
do it.
We got this.
Let's go.
All right, bounty hunter just left. I think we're going to have to find ourselves a good hiding spot.
Yeah, but where?
Follow me.
Okay, I found the red bell pepper. Now I need to find the blue bag of Doritos. Okay, let's go.
I found the dark tape. Now I'm going to find the green hat.
You guys, we just built our hiding spot, and the bounty hunter is never going to be able to find us here.
All right, challenge number two. Let's go open it up.
I'm looking for a green hat. Green hat. Green hat.
I got it.
You guys. I saw a green hat, but it looks like it's part of the employee's uniform. I don't know what to do. Okay. The cashier is leaving. I think this is my moment. I'm gonna grab the green hat. Oh my gosh! I got the hat, you guys!
Where is everyone?
Oh my goodness.
What? Build a slide on the stairs and go down it.
Bro, are you serious? How are we supposed to build a slide?
And where are the stairs?
We had no idea where to find the stairs in the grocery store.
The body hunter is there.
Ma'am, stay right there. Have you seen any of these people?
The body hunter is looking for us. I got a warrant in me. Excuse me, are you there? Andrea, what's up? The bounty hunter is looking for us and he's so close. You gotta hide.
Oh my God, I gotta hide.
All right, I have an idea. You go look for the stairs, and once you find the stairs, you'll build the slide. I'll stay over here, I'll keep an eye out for the bounty hunter, and if at any point I see him, we'll talk with our walkie-talkies.
Well, you know what? It's actually not a bad idea.
All right, go, 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 go. All right. Quiet, quiet, quiet. Go, go, go. Don't make too much noise. You guys, I hope this works.
I'm gonna go find my last item, the cans and beans, and hopefully I don't get caught. The bounty hunter is leaving. This is my moment.
Alright, you guys, so my job is to find the stairs so I can build a slide, but I have no idea where they are. Actually, there's an employee right there. I know exactly what to do.
Blue Doritos. Where are the blue Doritos? Oh, my God. Oh! I got them. Okay, I have my two items, and now I'm going to meet Andrea back at our hiding spot. All right, I got the cans of beans. Now I'm going back to my hiding spot. Let's go.
Hey, excuse me?
Yeah?
Do you know where the stairs are?
We have some stairs in the back, but they're for employees only.
Oh, they're for employees only?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Thank you.
I really hope Faron finds the stairs before the bounty hunter catches him.
I got everything. I got everything. Oh my God. That was so hard. The bounty hunter almost saw me. That was so close.
Okay, we can't keep wasting time. We need to open challenge too.
Okay, let's go.
Faron, did you find the stairs yet?
Not yet, but
I talked to an employee, and I think I got it.
All right, whatever you do, just make sure you're careful. We can't get caught. You guys, I hope Farwan doesn't get caught by the bounty hunter, because we're not losing to the girls.
All right, challenge number two. Find someone that is subscribed to the Royalty Family channel.
Well, that could take forever.
You know what? I'm going to go outside and find a subscriber.
Okay, and I'll stay here and keep a lookout for the bounty hunter, okay?
Let's do it.
Be careful. We cannot lose to the boys.
Okay,
go. You guys, what's taking Farwan so long?
Let's go. You guys, I found the stairs. This is perfect. Okay. But now, I just have to figure out how to build a slide.
The bounty hunter is closer to Farwan than he thinks.
Oh, I see someone.
Hi, excuse me. Are you subscribed to the Royalty Family?
Who?
Never mind. Thank you.
All right, you guys. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to lay these cardboard boxes along the stairs, and then I'm going to be able to go down the stairs. But first, I got to check up on Ollie. So, Ollie, have you seen the bounty hunter?
No, I haven't seen him. Are you building the slide?
Yeah, I'm about to build a slide, and it's going to be epic.
Okay, hurry up.
I'm nervous, you guys.
All right, let's go.
Hi, man. Excuse me.
Andrea, where are you?
Are you subscribed to the Royalty Family by any chance?
Sorry, I'm on the phone.
Andrea!
Hey, Sydney, what happened?
Did you find a subscriber?
No yet.
Well, hurry up. You don't want to get caught.
I'm trying. I'm on it.
You guys, I think the bounty hunter is right behind me.
Are you guys? I'm honestly pretty scared, but I'm about to go down. I just hope that the bounty hunter doesn't find me. Let's go. 3, 2, 1.
What was that sound?
Oh my gosh, I think that was Farwan. He's too loud.
Hi, how are you? Are you subscribed to the Royalty Family by any chance?
Oh yeah, the Royalty Family. Yeah, I watch with my little sister.
Oh my god, that's amazing. Can you show us, please?
Yeah, of course.
Oh my gosh, I think that I found the subscriber. Show me. Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
Yo, that was actually a lot of fun.
Farwan, I think the bounty hunter's on to you. He's going towards the stairs.
What do you mean? What do I do?
I don't know. Find somewhere to hide. Hurry.
You guys, the bounty hunter's coming, and I'm in big trouble.
Oh, my gosh. Did you find a subscriber?
Yes.
All right, you guys, I have to find a hiding spot, and quick. I have no idea where to hide. Oh, there's a door here. This door looks perfect. Okay, I'm going to go inside, but where does this fit me? Okay, perfect. That's a perfect hiding spot. Let's go. Quiet.
You guys, the bounty hunter is going towards Farwan, and he might catch him. And if that happens, Team Boys lose, and we gotta face that terrible punishment.
I think I hear the bounty hunter coming. I hear him.
God, I locked the door so the bounty hunter couldn't come in and find me. But now, it's time to go sneak back into our hiding spot to start challenge number 3.
Let's see what challenge number 3 is.
Okay, and we cannot lose to the boys.
Of course we won't. Otherwise, we gotta face that punishment. I'm not doing that.
Oh, yeah, we're not doing that. Okay, let's see.
Bro, let me in. Come in.
What took you so long?
Bro, I almost got caught by the bounty hunter.
All right, anyways, on to challenge number 3. Make a strawberry and banana smoothie.
Oh my goodness.
That's going to be so loud because we have to use a blender.
Oh my.
We're going to get caught, man.
No, don't say that. Lock in. We got this.
All right. Are you ready? Make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
What? That's going to be so difficult. The bounty hunter could see us.
For this one, the butter boys has to go out and do it together. All right?
Okay. Team girl, let's do it.
Go.
Did you fart?
Peanut butter and jelly.
Here's everything.
Okay. Oh, right up. We got the bread right there.
This can't be.
Oh, peanut butter.
Peanut butter right here.
Oh my God,
we got everything that we need.
Let's go on that shelf and make the sandwich.
Okay, let's go.
The bounty hunter was looking desperately for us, so we need to hurry up and make that smoothie.
All right, we need bananas.
Just bananas.
How many bananas?
Just get some bananas.
How many? Just get some bananas.
Go.
But these are green apples.
It's not green apples. Get the bananas.
Okay. All right, we need strawberries.
Go.
Look for strawberries.
Come on, I think I saw the bounty hunter.
All right, let's make a sandwich. Quick, hurry. We don't have time.
All right, so what can we put first?
The peanut butter, obviously.
No, I think it's yummy.
Excuse me. Have you seen these people?
No, I just started my shift.
All right, get up slow and let's look for the strawberries, all right? Let's go.
Strawberries right there. Grab them. All right.
Okay. Are you doing it with your hands?
We don't have any other choice.
You're so disgusting.
So we got bananas and strawberries. Here's what I want you to do. Go to the very back of the stock room. Wait for me. I'm going to grab milk and a blender, all right? Don't get caught, all right? Don't get caught.
All right. Go.
I think the bounty hunter is heading my way, so I have to be very sneaky.
That's perfect. God. Okay, let's put some peanut butter on the other piece of bread.
All right, blender and milk. Now I gotta get back to Faran and make that smoothie.
Where is this guy? Why is he taking so long?
Oh my God. You guys, you would not believe what I just saw. Andrea and Sydney are on this aisle. What are they doing?
We need to keep an eye out for the bounty hunter, okay?
Okay, let's hurry up.
Okay. Put the yummy.
They're making a sandwich. All right, you guys. I have an idea.
What I'm about to do will for sure get them caught by the bounty hunter. Just watch and see.
3, 2, 1.
Bounty hunter! Andrea and Sydney are on aisle 3! Aisle 3!
Why is he yelling?
Oh my God! I hear he's sabotaging us!
Okay, what do we do?
Just put the yelling on. Okay.
The bounty hunter is about to get Andrea and Sydney out. I'm gonna go back to Faran, and we're gonna make that smoothie, and we're gonna win!
What's going on?
Oh my God!
Hurry! We gotta go!
Come on!
All right. We got the blender, and we got the milk, and the best part is, the bounty hunter is distracted right now, because he's chasing the girl. So let's go!
Let's go!
Open it up!
Aisle 1.
Daryl, come on.
Oh,
grab it.
Banana, strawberry. Oh, you missed.
Aisle 2.
Let's go.
Go.
Drop in the banana.
Come on.
All right, right here. All right, go. Oh, you're missing it.
Okay, maybe we put too much.
That's a little too much. Come on. Hey, did you wash your hands?
No, but it's okay. We're good.
Aisle 3. Wait a minute. Peanut butter and jelly. Someone was making a sandwich. They're close by.
Go. Are you guys ready for the best strawberry and banana smoothie? Maybe not.
3, 2, 1.
You gotta plug it in.
Oh, smart.
Oh my God! That was so close!
Stop, bro! You're making too much noise!
Alright, challenge number 3 is completed.
Now, let's go back to our hiding spot
for challenge number 4. Let's go!
Did you see Ali trying to sabotage us?
Yes, I did. But Team Boys are going down.
Fingers all day long.
And we got the peanut butter jelly sandwich.
You want some?
No, thank you. All yours.
I can't eat right now.
Let's get into challenge number 4. Do it.
We're almost there. What's next?
Challenge number 4.
All right, read it.
Let's see what it is.
Build a tower with every can on stealth 10.
Bro, that's gonna be so hard.
Since I'm taller, I should go attempt this because I can reach higher. I'll go stack up as many cans as I can. You stay here and keep a lookout for the bounty hunter.
Bro, how are you gonna build a tower in the middle of the store without the bounty hunter realizing?
I guess we'll have to find out. Watch out. All right.
recreate a TikTok dance somewhere in the grocery store.
Oh, you know I love dance TikToks.
Girl, this isn't a regular TikTok. It's a TikTok in the middle of the grocery store without getting caught by the bounty hunter.
God, okay, you're right.
How are we gonna do that?
Okay,
let's go. All right, so where do you want to do the TikTok?
Wait, maybe we can set it up in the fridge.
In the fridge?
Come on, we don't have any other option.
Okay.
Stacking up all those cans in the store was going to be very difficult. So?
I dressed up as an employee so the bounty hunter wouldn't recognize me. Now I got to go stack all those cans. Wish me luck.
Put the camera right here.
And my phone.
Okay, perfect.
Excuse me, do you work here?
Yeah.
Do you know where the bagels are?
Bagels? Aisle 5.
I checked on 5. They weren't there.
Aisle 6 or 7.
Which one is it? 6 or 7?
6. Yeah.
Cool. Thank you.
Hope he knows what he's doing.
So what TikTok are we gonna do?
I don't know, a trendy dance or something.
Okay, let me find it.
I'm finding it.
Oh, this one.
Wait. That was Ali.
He was dressing up as an employee.
Are you sure?
I'm 100% sure. It looks just like him.
You know what? I have an idea. I know how to sabotage him and get a payback after what he did to us.
Okay, let's do that, but after we finish the TikTok.
Okay, let's finish the TikTok.
All right, you guys. Shelf 10. All the cans are right here, but this is so many cans, I gotta stack up all of these.
You know what? I'm gonna stack them up in a pyramid. I hope I don't get caught, you guys.
All right. Team boys,
I really hope he doesn't get caught, because if we do, we're going to end up losing to the girls, and we're going to have to do that punishment.
The bounty hunter was looking for all of us, and I was stacking my cans, and the girls were doing their TikToks.
Hey, what's your name?
Ryan.
What is taking you so long?
Are you new here?
Yeah, I just started working here like 4 days ago.
He's not responding. What if he got caught?
I'm learning how to stack cans.
Okay.
Cool. Nice to meet you. Sally.
Ryan.
Man, Sally's hating.
What are you doing?
Gotta hurry up and do this. Sorry. Come on. Almost there.
I'm looking for corn.
You want corn?
I would love corn.
There you go.
Thank you.
Got you.
Okay, that was a perfect TikTok.
Okay, let's go back to the hiding spot.
Okay, no, so you go back to the hiding spot. I'm going to go get revenge on Ali.
But please be careful, okay?
Okay.
Don't get caught.
Okay, go.
I hear somebody coming.
All right, you guys. I just saw Ali in the back of the aisle stacking up cans. Watch what I'm going to do.
I only have a couple more cans left.
Team girl!
What are you doing? No! What are you doing? No! Are you serious?
Wait, what was that?
You guys, I gotta hurry up and stack this all up before the bounty hunter comes. Go, come on, hurry up. No.
Hello?
Oh my God, girl! You won't believe what happened.
What happened?
I sabotaged Ali by knocking over all his cans.
Oh, let's go, girl. And guess what?
What?
We only have one challenge left.
Yes, we are gonna win.
Last one. All right, I just finished building the cans, and now I'm going back to our hiding spot. I hope I don't get caught by the bounty hunter.
They've gotta be somewhere nearby.
It's time for the final challenge. Challenge number 5.
And if you think Team Girls are gonna win, comment Team Girls.
Let's go!
Open!
Oh, dude, what are you wearing? What took you so long? And who is Ryan?
Well, first of all, I'm Ryan. And I dressed up as an employee so I wouldn't get caught and draw no suspicion. Can we just get to challenge number 5?
All right, bro. Whatever works, works.
Both teams only have one challenge remaining. Who will win?
No!
Oh,
my gosh.
Get an item from the highest shelf.
We're like the shortest people.
So probably we need a ladder, but where are we going to find one?
Girl, I have an idea. Follow me.
Okay.
Challenge number 5, it's the last one.
Let's go.
Go to the checkout and buy an item. Do you have any idea how many people are in line? We're going to get caught by the bounty hunter.
Oh, that's so bad. What are we going to do? Like, what's the plan?
Here's the plan. You go to the checkout line and buy an item. I'll stay over here, and I'll keep a lookout for the bounty hunter. If I see him at any point, I'll walkie-talkie you.
Okay, but the bounty hunter's just going to see me in the checkout line, and then we're cooked. I have to have some sort of disguise.
You're right. You do need a disguise.
Let's bring the ladder.
Let's go.
Okay, so the tallest shelf is in the other side of the grocery store.
And we'll grab whatever item is on top.
Okay, let's go.
All right, you guys, I am officially disguised. There's no way that the bounty hunter is going to be able to tell that it's me. I have to go pick out one item and sit in line and pay for the item and leave.
I really hope Ferran does not get caught by the bounty hunter.
Guys, I got chili lime mango peeps. Let's go check out.
Come on, Ferran. You got this, boy.
Let's go. Careful. Okay, this is the tallest shelf in the grocery store.
Oh my god, that's really high.
This is what we're gonna do. Put the ladder right there, go all the way up there, and grab the iron.
Okay, let's do
it. We got it. Go.
Ferran, how's it going?
It's going good right now, but the line is so long. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this without getting caught.
All right, listen, I have a plan. I'm going to come outside to you and help you out. Just stay in line.
All right, just be careful.
All right, you guys, I'm about to take a big risk, but this is what it's going to take for Team Boys to win.
Oh, my goodness. I've never done this before.
I know, me neither.
Bro, what are you doing?
I'm going to distract the bounty hunter. Just stay here. I got it. All right, you guys. I'm looking for Andrea and Sydney to see where they're at. Ferran is still in line. Hopefully, he checks out soon so we can win.
Once we get this item, the challenge is over and we're gonna win.
Okay, well, let's win!
Team girls!
Oh my gosh, that was the bounty hunter. I'm gonna go follow him and see where he's going.
Ferran still had 3 customers ahead of him before he checks out.
Go, grab it.
What? Is it heavy?
Oh, it's really heavy.
Oh my god.
Get it, girl.
It's too heavy.
What do you mean it's too heavy?
Oh my god, I need help.
But I'm helping you. Girl. You're strong. Come on.
Can't do it.
What the die there?
One person in front of you guys. I'm so close.
Oh, you know what? I forgot something. I'll be right back.
Dude, are you serious? You guys, I have to wait until that guy comes back in order for me to check out.
What's inside?
I see you.
No.
What?
I got you.
No. You guys, Andrea and Sydney are right there, and the bounty hunter's right next to him.
No, get me the bounty hunter. No!
The girl got caught by the bounty hunter. You know what that means? They gotta do the punishment.
It's time for the punishment.
Why are we wearing ponchos?
Yeah, what is this?
You'll find out.
Bring out the eggs!
Eggs? No!
Ew, no!
Are you ready for me to dump these eggs all over you?
That was pretty awful.
Stay royalty.
We out. Peace.
So how long could I secretly live inside of my parents' bedroom without getting caught? Well, I guess we'll find out. All right, so this is my parents' bedroom, and I think that this spot right here would make the perfect hiding spot for me. All I have to do is build a wall right here, build another wall right here, close them off, and my parents would never be able to catch me.
I've had builders waiting outside for my parents to finally leave.
Hey, boys,
It's time to build my secret hiding spot. Come on in, you guys.
Copy.
I have no idea when my parents are going to be coming back home, so that means that you guys have to build this really, really quick. I need a wall right here. I need another wall right here. I need you to close it off, and also make sure to add like a little hole so I can crawl in. All right, you guys got it. So in case you're wondering why I'm doing this, my friend Ben Azalart sent me this message.
I challenge you to secretly stay in your parents' bedroom without getting caught. And if you complete the 5 challenges I gave you within 3 hours, then I will give you this prize.
I got this, and I'm winning that prize. Let's go, boys! Hurry it up! Alright, you guys, my secret hiding spot is finally built. But before my parents come home, I need to grab some of the main essentials that I need in order for me to survive as long as possible inside of my secret hiding spot. We're gonna need chips. We're gonna need drinks. One last thing that I forgot is my Xbox, and I really, really need my Xbox. It's in my room, so let's go grab it. Go. No. No way. No. Oh my gosh, my parents are here. This is so bad. Okay, I don't have enough time to go grab my Xbox, so I gotta go back to my secret hiding spot. Royalty Sam, let's see how long I can survive inside of my parents' bedroom. Inside this backpack are 5 challenges that Ben told me I had to complete in order to win a prize.
Oh my gosh, my parents have officially entered their bedroom, and that means challenge number 1 begins now. Let's see what it is.
All right, babe, I'm gonna go change.
Real quick, what do you want to eat?
Challenge number 1, let's go.
What? Turn on the TV and play a Royalty Family video. That's so obvious. I'm gonna get caught. Luckily, I actually have my phone connected to all the TVs in the house, so all I have to do is connect my phone. My dad is right there. Alright, let's turn on the TV.
Babe, I don't know why my leg is hurting again.
Really? Can you call the doctor and make an appointment?
It's on. Typing Royalty Family in right now in the search bar.
Hey?
Yeah?
TV's on.
What do you mean?
Are you controlling the TV?
No. What are you talking about?
Look at my dad. He looks so confused. Come on. Play a video.
Did you turn it on?
No. What's happening?
I just saw it and it said Royalty Family. Look. Someone's typing.
Wait, what?
I'm gonna turn it off. That was weird.
No. I have to turn the TV back on because the challenge says that I have to play the Royalty Family video.
I don't know, this TV's been acting up lately. Oh, this came off.
Let's go, play the video.
That is so weird.
Yeah, I keep doing that.
But what do you do with this?
Yes.
Look, our video's playing.
Let's go. Okay, the video officially played, and that means challenge number 1 is complete. Now we move on to the next challenge, challenge number 2.
That was weird.
See what it is. Challenge number 2. Find these 3 items in your parents' bedroom. The first item, one of your dad's cologne bottles. The second item, one of your mom's purses. The third item, AirPods. So that means I have to leave my hiding spot and have to go around my parents' room and try to find those 3 items.
I gotta get my parents to leave the room in order for me to get those 3 items.
Oh my gosh. It's Timmy. I have the best idea. So in order to get my parents to leave their bedroom, what I'm going to do is I'm going to connect my phone to my mom's Tesla, honk the horn, and once they hear the horn, they're going to leave the bedroom, and that's my cue to leave my hiding spot, go find all 3 items, and come back without them noticing. Ready? I'm going to honk it. 3, 2, 1.
latest picture of the kids I took the other day.
Aww, they're so cute.
I don't think they heard that. I have to keep doing it.
Did you hear that?
Yes. Is that my car?
I think it was a honk.
Yeah. What car was?
I think it was your Tesla honking. I'm gonna go downstairs and check it out.
I'm coming too.
Has that ever happened?
No, never. Can you check your phone? Maybe the app?
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, they're leaving. They're leaving. This is our cue, and we have to go fast. Let's go. Oh my gosh, I just made so much noise. Okay, we have to go now.
Wait, what's happening?
I don't know. Why is it honking?
Perfect. Now we can finally start searching. Okay. Item number one is my dad's cologne, and I know exactly where that is. Check this out. Spray 1, 2. Okay, now we have to take it because we have to hurry up. Next item is my mom's purse.
How is this happening?
I don't know. Let me see your phone. Let's check the app.
Which one do I grab? This one. This one right here. This one is perfect. Now I have to find the AirPods. Let's go.
You're doing this?
What?
You're doing this?
No, how am I doing
this? Okay, let me see your phone. You're doing this.
What are you talking about?
AirPods, AirPods, AirPods. What is this, bro? What is that? Okay, AirPods. No, no, no. Hold on. Maybe it's in his bed.
This is so weird.
Maybe underneath the pillow somewhere? No. Okay, you know what? That's fine. You guys, I'm going to keep honking the horn to buy me more time.
I think we're good. I think we're good. Close the doors.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. They should have turned on.
Yeah. It scares me. Babe, what do you do?
Right here, under this big blanket. AirPods, AirPods. Now, where are these AirPods?
I think the honking stopped.
Hold on, give it a sec. All right, I think we're good.
We're good.
All right, let's go back upstairs.
Let's go.
Whew, that was weird.
Come on, come on. I need to find these AirPods quick. No, behind this. Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! No, 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 no way! No way! Let's go, you guys! I finally found the AirPods, and we can finally go to my hiding spot. Let's go.
Why would it start honking on its own?
I have no idea.
Oh my gosh, my parents are here. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. I have to hide. I don't have time to go to my secret hiding spot.
At what time is the food arriving?
Oh, I forgot to order food.
Are you kidding me? Oh my gosh. Wait, what happened here?
Oh my gosh, I'm hiding behind the couch. My parents just came back into their bedroom. This is so bad. I really hope they don't find me here.
Who did this to the bed?
Was it like this?
No, it wasn't my day.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't, baby, I know.
I made a mess. My parents were inside the room. They're right next to me.
You know what I think happened? Our dog Gucci probably came here and messed around with the sheets.
Really?
He always does that. Yeah.
I think it was Gucci.
Okay.
I'm gonna wash up.
I'm gonna change my clothes.
They went inside the bathroom. That's my cue. I have to go back to the secret room. I have to go now. I have to be super quiet. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Wait, what was that noise?
Oh my gosh. I just made so much noise.
Hey, what's going on?
That was so fun.
What was that, babe? Babe, this is so weird. So many things happening at the same time.
I was so worried that my parents were about to find me. And if they do, this whole challenge is over.
Could it have been a rat?
A rat? No, a rat is not gonna make that sound.
I'm gonna check the balcony.
If I get caught right now, this challenge is over and I'm not gonna get the prize. Oh my gosh, he's coming. He's coming. He's coming.
Oh!
What are you looking at?
Oh,
figured it out. It's the light bulb that fell.
Wait, that fell off on the mirror?
Yeah, it must have came off on the mirror.
That was probably the sound.
Yeah, maybe.
They thought it was a light bulb. You guys, I think I'm safe.
Everything good?
We're just worried about nothing.
I know.
Challenge number 2 completed. On to challenge number 3. So we have a paper, and then we also have a timer. Okay. Challenge number 3. Start the timer and read further instructions. Okay, so I guess we'll start the timer. Alright, we started the timer. In 3 minutes, the alarm on this timer will go off.
Wait. That's horrible. Once this timer goes off, it's gonna make a really loud noise, and then my parents are gonna know that I'm for sure in here.
You know, I have to figure out a way to get this timer out of here.
Are you almost ready?
Oh no, oh no.
No, I'm still changing.
My dad is right there.
Alright, the food downstairs. We gotta go soon.
Yes, go. Oh my gosh. What is he doing? He's turning on the TV.
At least the TV's working now.
I only have 2 minutes left.
Is it working?
Huh?
Is it working now?
Yeah. Remember? It was acting up earlier, but now it's working.
I know.
Are you ready?
No, I'm gonna fix my makeup so quick.
I only have 1 minute and 30 seconds left.
Hey, you wanna go to the movie theater tonight?
No, why don't we stay in and watch a movie? There are so many movies that came out.
There's 45 seconds left on this timer, and if they don't leave, this timer's gonna go off, and they're gonna hear it, and they're gonna find me.
What if we go eat first, and we'll talk about the movie later?
I'm hungry.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Go. Oh my gosh, they finally left. They left. Oh my gosh, I threw the timer at the perfect time and it's going off. I can't believe I came that close, but thankfully I got the timer out of here. They're back.
What is that?
Oh my gosh, they found the timer. I really hope they don't connect it to me.
Where did this came from?
I have no idea.
Wait, what?
Someone's messing with us.
Yeah, like first the TV, then the car, then the noise. Like, what's going on?
I'm gonna check the restroom.
Is there anyone here?
They're suspicious now, and they know that someone's messing with them, but they don't know who.
You guys, something weird is going on. We just came into our bedroom and found a timer on the floor. It was beeping. This is crazy.
What's going on? Something weird happening.
You know what? What about Farhan?
What? Do you think that he's part of it?
What if he's in on this?
No.
What if he's messing with us?
No.
You guys, we haven't checked up on our son, Farhan. Let's go to his bedroom and see what he's doing. Just in case.
Okay, just in case. Let's go.
Oh no, my parents just said that they're going to go check up on me inside of my room. You guys, just wait and see what happens when they go into my room.
I'm pretty sure that Farhan has nothing to do with this.
Then who's messing with us?
I don't know. We need to find out.
They're right outside my door. They're about to go inside my room.
The lights are off.
Where do you see?
Right now?
Yeah, he's taking a nap.
Are you sure?
Yeah, he's taking.
Farhan.
Wait, he's so tired.
I was ready for this. I set up a dummy in my bed that looks exactly like me because I knew that my parents were gonna go check up on me and stuff.
Yeah, let's
go. I told you.
Yes, it worked. Let's go.
I told you he has nothing to do with what's going on.
But why is he sleeping right now?
Because he got tired. He's tired from school.
Alright, let's do challenge number 4. Bring a friend into your hiding spot. Are you serious? How am I supposed to bring a friend into my hiding spot without my parents noticing?
Alright, you guys. We're just gonna hang out downstairs for a little bit.
Okay, let's take it easy and let's eat first. I'm starving.
Okay.
Okay?
By the way, hi, Gucci.
How are you? We love you, Bubba.
I'm going to call a couple of my friends and see if they're able to come and join me in my secret hiding spot. This isn't going to be easy, but let's do it.
So I called my friends, and they said this.
Bro, I'm busy. Wait, what? Nah, I can't.
Bro, come on, man. Oh my gosh, I have the best idea. I'm going to bring my best friend, my dog, Gucci. He's my best friend. He's always there for me. Of course he's down to join me in my secret hiding spot. My parents are downstairs, but Gucci is also downstairs. You know what? I have an idea.
What was that noise?
Nothing. I don't think it was anything.
Oh my gosh, that was so loud. Hopefully my parents didn't hear that.
Maybe they're waiting outside.
But first, I have to go to my bedroom to grab some essential items to get Gucci to come upstairs.
You guys, let's go. But also keep in mind that my parents are downstairs in the kitchen, so I have to be sneaky. So Gucci is inside of his bed right now. Oh, I'm crawling right now. Super, super quiet. Oh my gosh.
That?
I just need a loud voice.
That's
out?
Yeah. What was it?
I don't think it's anything.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm halfway to my room. We're almost there. Oh my gosh, my parents are right there. I'm gonna go make a run for it right now. In 3, 2, 1, let's go. Oh my gosh,
weird day, huh?
Oh my god, so many good things happening.
Let's go! I made it to my room, and by the way, you guys, check this out. Look, it's fake Ferran sleeping. Wow, that looks so real. Item number one. I got a notebook. This is gonna make sense a little bit later, okay? Item number two, dog treats. I think we're clear. Hold on, let me explain to you guys. I'm gonna rip out a page, and then I'm gonna throw this little ball at Gucci to get his attention. He's gonna look up at me, and then what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna show him these treats, and then he's gonna come running up the stairs.
And I only had one challenge left remaining to win that special prize, but then this happened.
Okay, we need to feed Gucci.
I'll get his bowl. Gucci. Gucci. Why are there paper balls on the floor?
Oh, I don't know.
You guys, the day just keeps getting weirder. We can't find our dog Gucci. We've been looking for him. It's time for him to eat, and we just can't find him.
He literally was here like 20 minutes ago, and now he disappeared out of nowhere. We've been looking for him in the movie theater, in the playroom, and he's nowhere to be found.
We should go check if he's in the second floor. Upstairs?
Yeah, for sure.
Let's go check upstairs, you guys.
Oh, wait. They're coming upstairs. Okay. You gotta be quiet, Bubba. Just be quiet.
Gucci.
The wall to my bedroom.
You want your friend's
bedroom?
Yes. Alright. Gucci. Sleeping.
They think I'm still sleeping.
That's weird.
Gucci's still here.
You know what? We have to hurry up and finish that final challenge so I can get that prize.
Gucci.
Baba, where are you?
Challenge number 5. Order a pizza and have it delivered to your secret hiding spot.
How do you expect me to order a pizza and have the delivery man come all the way here without my parents noticing and handing me the pizza? This one's gonna be rough.
Gucci.
What are you, Baba?
Gucci.
All right, I'm calling the pizza store. Hi, how can I help you? Hi, can I get a large pepperoni pizza, please? Yeah. As fast as possible.
Okay, well, we already have your address on file. We can be there in about 20 minutes.
Okay, perfect. And listen, when you're here, please just call me. I have special delivery instructions, all right?
Okay, yeah, sure, no problem.
All right, cool.
See you soon.
Thank you, bye.
I was waiting for the pizza man to arrive at the house, but then my parents went to my bedroom and saw something.
Ferran?
Come on.
Hold on.
Ferran,
are
you okay?
Ferran.
Ferran. Oh my god, babe! Oh my god!
Wait, hold on.
Hey.
No, this is a setup.
No!
It's a dummy.
You guys, we just realized that Ferran is in on this, so we gotta find him right now.
Ferran,
this is not funny! Ferran! You guys, they can't catch me, or else I'm gonna lose the prize.
Ferran, where you at? I told you Ferran was in on this the whole time.
Oh my gosh, that dummy scared me so much. Okay, so if Ferran wasn't sleeping the whole time, what is he right now?
He's gotta be somewhere in the house.
What
you know what?
He's messing around with us.
You know what?
The whole time.
Let's check our room.
Ferran.
Oh no.
Ferran, where are you?
Ferran.
I know that you're here, somewhere.
They know I'm here.
Check the closet.
Ferran.
They can't find me. Could you be quiet?
We know that you're here.
Ferran.
They know I'm in the room, but they have no idea where I actually am.
Ferran, this is not funny.
Ferran, where are you?
Go back outside. He's probably somewhere else.
I almost got caught, but now we just need the pizza to be delivered to my secret room.
Oh my gosh, you guys, the pizza guy is calling me. Hello?
I'm here at the third door.
Okay, hold on. One second. I'm gonna unlock the front door for you. Alright, check if it's unlocked.
Alright, door is open.
Okay, perfect. Go straight, and then look to your right, you'll see stairs.
Okay.
Go up those stairs.
Okay, I'm going up the stairs.
Perfect. Thank you. Keep going straight. Just go straight to the end of the hallway.
Alright.
Okay, you'll see a big wooden door.
I see it.
Okay. Now go through that big wooden door, and then on your left, you're gonna see a little small air vent, and then I'm inside of that little air vent.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, perfect. All right, I'll see you. You know what? Wait, hold on. I hear somebody. I'm about to get my pizza, and then once I get my pizza, I'm gonna get my prize. All right, you guys, my pizza's here.
Bruh.
Yo, wait.
Oh my god, come on. Been spying on us the whole time?
Nice room and all, but you got time.
Hey, it's okay. Get royalty. We out. Peace.
All right. So we're going to be secretly hiding in our son Ferran's bedroom, and here's why.
The other day, we told our son that we're going on vacation, but then we overheard him saying this.
This weekend is going to be crazy. I'm going to be home alone.
And I know that means Ferran is planning something suspicious while we're gone.
I think you're overreacting. Ferran's mature.
No, babe. I'm so worried about this.
All right. To find out who's right, we're going to be building a secret room somewhere in our son's bedroom so we can spy on him for the whole entire day. All right, so this is our son Ferran's bedroom, and right above is the attic. And I think that's the perfect place to set up a secret room. Look, there's even a vent that we can use to spy on our son while we're in the attic.
Are you crazy? How are we gonna get in the attic?
Oh, easy. We should make a hole in my son's closet. That way, we can get up in the attic.
What? Are you gonna break a hole in the ceiling? At least call a professional.
You're looking at a professional.
Ali, are you crazy? That's such a terrible idea.
I got this.
Hey, can you guys help me make a hole in my son's bedroom?
Our son Ferran was about to come home soon, so we hired a professional to get the job done as soon as possible.
Alright, we made the hole that leads to the attic. There's a lot of space up there to build the secret room. Now, we just gotta bring everything that we need to be comfortable up there before our son comes back home from school.
Are you sure that it's safe to go up there?
Yeah, it should be safe. Ladies first.
What a gentleman.
Alright, babe, you go first.
Ah! Wait, I told you!
Just hold on tight, you got this.
Okay.
Alright, go.
Oh, wow! Babe, this place is huge! Start bringing up this stuff!
Here, take the boxes! We gotta hurry up! Go, go!
Faster!
Here!
Babe, what is this for?
Wait.
What happened?
I heard something.
Yo, Verona's here.
What?
Oh my god, hurry up.
What do you mean Verona's here?
I told you. Here we go.
Hey, Ruchi. Hey, Barbara.
You guys, Verona came home from school early, so we gotta hurry up.
Hurry up! You're too slow!
Oh, you guys, we're going up.
Careful.
Mom? Dad?
You guys, Verona just got here, so we gotta close this hole.
There's a ladder.
I gotta bring the ladder up so he doesn't see any evidence.
We left for the weekend and we'll be back in 2 days. Be safe, Mom and Dad.
All right, you guys. We're gonna be spying on our son from up here.
We're home alone. Let's go.
We're gonna be watching everything he does through security footage and the vent right above his bedroom. But most importantly, he cannot realize that we're up here or our plan is over. And we'll never know if he's responsible enough to stay home alone the whole weekend.
Okay, let's do this.
Go.
Let's go, you guys. We are officially home alone. This is going to be the craziest weekend ever. And what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to call my friends and tell them to come over.
You see? I told you guys. He's already inviting some friends over.
There's nothing wrong with having some friends over and just chilling.
Yo, what's up? Are you down to do something crazy today? I'm home alone.
Yeah, bro. Let's do it.
Wait. Who is that friend?
I don't know.
All right, I'm gonna need you to come over and bring the rest of the boys. All right, bet. I'll see you. Let's go.
Oh my God. How many friends is he bringing over?
Maybe like 1, 2, max 10.
What?
All right, so before my friends come over, I'm gonna have a snack because my mom is not here to tell me I can't have junk food. But what I'm gonna do is I'm not gonna go into the pantry because all my mom has in there are healthy snacks. And I have my own secret little stack.
No.
So my mom has no idea that I have this secret stash and just wait till you see what's inside of it.
How come I didn't even know about the secret stash?
Don't jump to conclusions. It might be filled with all vegetables. You never know.
As I open this cabinet, it might look as if there's nothing there. But just wait. Once I remove these pans, now we have a whole stash of chips and drinks. Let's go!
No way. This whole time, he has a tons of junk food in the top kitchen cabinet?
Andrea was already mad. But what Ferran was gonna do next would make things even worse.
Let's go, you guys. I got chips, I got drinks, I got TV, and I'm home alone. What more could I possibly ask for?
Wait, is he taking junk food to my living room? He knows that he cannot do that.
I honestly never tried this favor. Oh my God! Oh my God!
Are you kidding me?
Oh my God.
He spilled soda all over my carpet and I just got it.
I mean, give him a chance. Maybe he can clean it up.
Dude, it's everywhere.
My whole carpet is red. That stain is never gonna come out.
Just trust him. He knows what to do in these moments.
All right, you guys. I think I actually have the perfect idea on how to cover up this mess.
You see? He's being responsible already. A solution is coming.
All right, Gucci, I'm gonna need you and your bed for this. So, come on, Gucci, come on, Bubba.
Wait, what is he doing?
Just be patient.
If I put Gucci and his bed over the big mess, then my parents won't be able to notice it. Just check this out. There you go. This is perfect. It's almost as if nothing happened.
You see? He's got a solution.
Ali, this is not funny. That carpet was so expensive. Let me see.
Yo, did you guys hear that? He heard the drop.
He heard that?
Yeah, he heard some noise. If Ferran finds out that we're spying on him, our entire plan will be ruined.
You guys, I'm gonna go upstairs and check out what that noise was.
He's coming upstairs.
No, what are we gonna do?
I don't know, just stay quiet.
You guys, I promise you I'm not crazy. I heard a noise coming from my bedroom. Hello?
Oh my God.
We're literally right above him.
I know I heard something.
I'm scared.
As long as he doesn't hear us through the vent or see the hole that we made in the closet, we should be fine. Oh no, he's going for the closet.
Alright, you guys, maybe I was just tripping.
That was close.
But anyways, before my friends come, there's something I've always wanted to do.
Wait, what is he gonna do?
I have no idea.
Alright, you guys, it's time to play human bowling. I've always wanted to launch myself down these stairs, so I'm gonna be making my own custom slide that's gonna launch me into the bowling pit. And then hopefully, I'll get a strike. Let's go.
Wait, is he building a slide on the stairs?
Oh, this is gonna be so epic.
Is that gonna be safe?
It's gonna be fun.
We made it to the top! If you guys think I'm gonna be able to get a strike, make sure to hit that subscribe button. Let's go. Wish me luck. Oh my gosh. Right here, I have my sled.
So let's do this. He's about to go down.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Let's go. Let's do this. Don't be scared, Ferron. Let's go. 3, 2, 1. Oh my god!
Oh!
Alright, you guys, looks like we did not get a strike. That means we have to do it again. Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh! Let's go! We got a strike!
Andrea was almost ready to go downstairs and stop Ferron. And things were only gonna get worse.
Hey, what's up, boys?
What's up, bro? Oh my goodness, he invited so many friends.
Babe, I gotta go pee right now.
Now?
Yeah, I've been holding it in for a while.
Why did they catch you?
Nah, no one's gonna catch me. I'll be right back. I gotta go.
Let's go. Come on in. Let's go.
I gotta pee.
All right, boys. We're home alone. What do you guys wanna do first?
Dude, this is nice. I've never been here before. You gotta show us your room.
You want a room tour?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right, let's go upstairs. Let's go.
Oh my gosh. Ferron is trying to take his friends to his bedroom and Ali is in there. He's definitely gonna get caught.
I gotta pee.
Ali, hide! Go back to the closet!
Alright, let's go.
I think I heard them. That they might be coming upstairs. I really gotta pee though. Oh my god, no. They're coming upstairs.
My room is over here. Come on, let's go. It's right here.
You guys, I can't go back to the attic right now because if I go back up, it's going to make a lot of noise and they're going to catch me in here. So I got to stay in here and be quiet.
Come on in. This is my room.
I hope that the kids don't go in the closet, otherwise they're going to catch Ali.
Yo!
What do you guys think?
Hey, bro.
Bro, thank you guys. All right, listen.
Hopefully none of them come in the closet.
To start off the day, what we're going to do is we're going to ride bikes inside the house and do whatever we want.
What? They're not gonna be riding bikes inside my house.
Are we actually gonna do it?
Yes, bro. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Do you have a jacket I can borrow? It's low key kind of cold outside.
Bro, come on. You're family, bro. Go in the closet and grab whatever you want. It's cool. We'll meet you downstairs. Let's go, guys. Let's go.
No, please, no. Ferron and his friends are about to catch Ali in the closet. Wait, where is Ali? Oh my gosh, babe! How did you get up here without getting caught?
Alright, here's what happened. So I was gonna get caught. So I climbed up the ladder quietly, I pulled the ladder all the way up, and then I closed the entrance before anyone could see me.
Whew, oh my god, that was close. Okay, let's see what the kids are doing now.
Alright, let's go.
Alright, let's go downstairs, boys.
Wait, hold on.
Oh my gosh. I'm getting a phone call. It's super important. I have to go take it.
Yo, who is it?
Alright, it's this girl who might be coming over later. Alright. You guys go downstairs. I gotta take this phone call. Go. Oh my gosh. I gotta take this phone call.
Wait. He's gonna have a girl coming over to my house? Who is this girl?
He said she might come over. It's not for sure.
Okay, so we need to listen to that conversation.
Hello? Yeah, I'm alone.
Why is he talking so quiet? Can you hear him?
I can't hear him.
We need to hear what he's telling her.
I have a solution. Wait, hold on.
All right, I have a special device that's going to allow me to hear everything Ferron is saying through the vent.
Okay, go ahead. Talk to me. All right, the vent to Ferron's room is right over here.
By the way, shout out to Timu
for giving us all the cool gadgets to spot our son. All right, you ready?
Yes, go ahead and do it.
All right.
Yeah, you could definitely still come over.
Can you hear him?
Yeah, he's inviting a girl over.
No, he cannot do that without my permission.
Oh, not until later?
This is crazy. I can hear everything.
By the way, if you guys don't know, Temu is one of our favorite places to shop. We order from them all the time.
They're doing a special promotion right now where you can get $100 cash.
And search our code right here on the screen to get your $100 offer.
Okay, let me listen what Ferrani's saying.
All right, here.
Yeah, you can bring some of your friends too.
I can't believe it.
What happened?
That girl is inviting more girls to our house. That means that there's going to be way more people here.
It's not the end of the world.
Just a reminder, a lot of the items that we use to build this super cool secret room are from Temu. We got this comfy sofa, a mini fridge, night vision goggles, and hidden cameras. You can even find popular branded items like the Meta Quest 3.
Let me listen.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's cool. That's fine.
Oh my gosh.
I know, right? These items are already affordable. And with our discount code, you can get it for even cheaper.
Yeah.
Now I'm 100% sure that he's going to bring a lot of girls over to our house.
What's the big deal? I'm sure he's going to behave. Plus, Temu offers 2-day shipping, which means you'll get your items just in time to build your own secret room.
Okay, yeah, I've got a couple things planned for later.
Ferran said that he has a lot of cool things planned for later. What does that mean?
I don't know. Anyways, just download the Temu app, search our code, and get the $100 cash offer. And don't worry if you're not in the U.S. You can still get a $100 coupon bundle by clicking the link in the description.
All right, I'll see you.
Thanks again to Temu. Now, let's see what's going on with Ferran.
I'm really worried about what Ferran is going to do next.
All right, I guess we'll find out.
Bye.
All right, you guys, we got some very special guests coming over later. But right now, what we're going to do is we're going to ride bikes.
Yeah!
Come on. All right, so here's what you got to do. You got to go up the ramp, through the front door, and then ride around wherever you want inside the house because we're home alone.
Yeah!
Let's go. Come on.
I'm not going to let these boys ride bikes inside my house. I'm going to go downstairs and stop them.
Wait. That's it. Wait, you can't go down.
Why?
Because they're going to catch you. And then we'll never find out what Ferran was going to do home alone.
Hopefully, Ferran doesn't do anything too crazy throughout the day that makes Andrea go downstairs.
All right, 3, 2, 1, let's go. Okay, we go up the ramp. All right, let's go.
And we made it inside. Let's go.
They're riding bikes inside the house.
Let's go.
You know what? They better not destroy anything. Otherwise, it's your fault for not letting me stop them.
Relax. They're professionals.
We're riding inside the house. Yo, don't crash.
You know what? They're crossing the line at this point.
Yeah, but you can't go downstairs or else you get caught.
No, but I have an idea. I'm going to call the neighbors. I'm going to tell them to come over and give the boys a noise complaint. And hopefully after that, they're going to come down. Hi, Steve. This is an emergency. Can you help me out with something at the house?
All right, let's go. Everybody outside. Let's go outside. Let's go. Who wants to ride the bike into the pool?
I got it.
Wait, that kid is going to ride his bike in the pool?
No, he's not. He's just talking.
He said that he's going to do it.
All these kids be talking. He's not going to do it. Can you just trust me for once?
No.
Are you serious?
Oh, yes. Oh, I got you. This guy's crazy. And just watch that. Everybody get out the way. Everybody get out the way. All right.
He's about to do it.
No, he's not.
All right, bro. On the count of three, you're going to go in the water. But just remember, make sure to be safe and land in the middle. You got it?
Yeah, right in the middle. I got you.
All right, ready?
He's doing it.
1, 2, 3. Go. Pedal. Keep going. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I told you he was going to do it.
But thankfully, the neighbors were on their way to the house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's go. Yo, shout out to my boy. I had no idea he was actually going to do that.
Oh, of course, bro. I got you.
The neighbors are here.
Oh, thank God.
All right, they're coming up.
Front. I think someone's at your door.
At my door?
Yo, maybe it's the girls.
Yeah, no. But they're supposed to come later. Look. I got to go check. Come on.
Ooh, they're about to get in trouble.
Who is here? Hi, neighbors.
What are you guys doing here? We're all nervous, you guys.
We're hearing a lot of noise.
Yeah, do you guys have any idea how loud you're being right now?
Oh, I'm sorry. We were just having fun, you know, just boys hang out, you know.
Why is your friend all wet?
Yeah, why is he wet?
He just took a shower.
That's why he was just taking a shower.
You guys! Yeah!
Are your parents here?
Oh, my parents.
Yeah, where are your parents?
I think they're at the movie theater right now watching a movie. No idea.
Well, actually, we're in the attic above your rooms.
Try and keep it down.
Okay, thank you guys. Thank you.
We thought the neighbors would calm the boys down, but then this happened.
Yo, boys, I'm low-key kind of hungry right now. Do you guys want food?
Yeah, let's order some pizza.
Nah, bro, let's order some Taco Bell.
Let's order some McDonald's.
No. We're not going to order food. We're going to go through the drive-thru.
Wait, but we can't drive. We don't even have a car.
Bro, my dad's truck is outside, and your boy's going to drive it.
Oh, no, they're not taking my truck.
I told you they're getting out of control.
What? Come on, I know you guys are down.
Yes.
I know you guys are down. Come on, let's go.
What are we going to do now?
I have an idea. If I call Faron right now and offer to buy him food, maybe he won't leave.
You think that's going to work?
It's worth a try.
Okay.
Pick up.
Let's go. Wait. I'm getting a phone call.
Yo, from who?
Oh, my gosh. It's my dad.
Is he, like, coming back home or something?
Hold on, wait. Just, you guys be quiet. Yo.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, it's going good.
What are you up to?
Just doing nothing.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm just doing nothing. It's fine.
Hey, are you hungry? I can order you some food.
No, we're good. I mean, I'm good. I'm not hungry. All right, I gotta go. I'll see you later.
Wait.
Oh my gosh. That was a close one. That was super close. Now, we're gonna take his truck to McDonald's. Let's go.
Let's do it.
What are you gonna do?
I have an idea. I'll be back.
Wait.
I'm stopping this.
What are you doing?
I have an idea. You'll find out.
They're going to catch you.
All right, let's go. All right, everybody in. Come on, get in. Okay, let's go. All right, we're in the Raptor.
Are you sure you don't even have your license yet?
Bro, I'm a professional driver.
But are you sure your parents are okay with this?
Bro, my parents are super chill.
What is Ali doing?
I got to stop them. All right, you guys, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to turn off all the power in the house. That way the front gate will not open and they can't leave in my truck. They can't outsmart me.
Okay, hold on. First, everybody, safety first. Put on your seatbelt.
Can you open the roof?
Yeah. Here, I got you. Let's open up the roof. Hey, we got the roof open. Perfect. Let's hear it. Hey, all right, let's go. We ready.
I got to hurry up before they leave. I got to turn off the power. Hopefully I make it in time.
Let's go. Oh my god!
Turn it off. Power. 3, 2, 1.
Wait! What's happening? Ali!
Surprise! Now we gotta open up the gate.
It takes a while, right?
Yeah. Maybe it's just like, it's not connected.
Try it again.
I think it's like a malfunction. I think if I just keep clicking it, it'll open.
I don't think so.
Guys, the power went off. What's happening? Ali! All
right, the secret worked.
Okay, you guys stay in the car. One second.
It's not gonna work.
God, it's not working.
They're stuck at the front gate.
Woo!
All right now, I gotta go back in the attic without the boys catching me. Wish me luck. I'm getting old, y'all.
All right, honestly, you guys might be right. The power might be off. We gotta go check it out.
All right.
So, I guess.
Get back in the attic. Ooh. I love you guys so much. And never forget that anything is possible.
What happened?
So I turned off all the power in the house. That way they can't leave.
That was a great idea. But what do you think the front is going to do next?
Let's find out.
All right, you guys. So the power's off. So we have to go into the breaker room and try to see what's going on. Let's go.
Okay, right here. Listen. Hold on.
I have no idea which one it is. Just point the flashlight.
This one's the garage.
Okay, that's the garage. So definitely not that one. This one. It has to be this one, right?
It doesn't have
right?
anything on it.
No. Does that work?
Yeah! The power's back on.
Thank God. But I think the boys are up to something bad.
Yeah! Honestly, you guys, I don't even want to drive anymore. Can we just order food? Like, what do you guys want?
What about some, like, pizza?
Yeah, pizza. Yeah, I like that. But how about the world's largest pizza?
Yo!
Hey, that sounds good.
Why are they ordering a pizza that big? That pizza probably costs like $1,000.
I'm sure they got money to pay for it. There's 5 of them.
Hi, can I get one of your world's largest pizzas, please?
Any topics?
Can I do pepperoni?
Yeah, when do you want it by?
As soon as possible. We're hungry.
It can be there in 1 hour.
Okay, cool. Thank you. See you.
Let's go!
them out. Let's go, let's go. Let's bring it out. Oh, my gosh.
No.
Yo, this piece is massive.
Okay, okay. Careful with the wall. Careful with the wall.
Oh, my gosh. Wait. Oh, my gosh. Is this going to fit through the door?
There's no way that pizza's going to fit through the front door.
How are they going to bring it in, then?
I don't know. Let's find out.
All right, we got to angle it. Hold on. Yeah.
Wait, okay. I'll open this a bit.
Okay. Yeah. A little bit more.
They're about to drop it.
They're going
to
drop it.
Come on in! Hey, come on in! Push it through!
Oh my god.
Let's go! Let's go! We got the pizza, let's go!
Let's see who's gonna pay.
Right there, this is perfect, right there. Yeah! Nice!
Okay, guys, 550.
What do you mean?
Like 550 slices?
Yeah.
No, $550.
Wait, $550.
Yes.
Will the boys be able to pay for the pizza on their own?
I have some change. I think I might have something.
Yeah.
11. Okay, I got $1.46.
$6?
$14
more?
3 cents. Okay, so maybe we might not have enough money.
Oh my gosh, that's not enough money.
Wait, what are they gonna do now?
Bro, do you have any idea what you're doing?
Bro, I have an idea. Come on, you know I always have an idea.
Yo, they better find a way to pay for that pizza or that guy is gonna be mad.
I know exactly where my dad's credit card is. Come on.
What?
Oh, no.
He better not touch my credit card. He's not touching it.
He is going to do it.
He knows not to touch my credit card.
He's going to do it, Ali.
Don't you think that's a little too much money to take out of your dad's credit card?
Yeah, we can find out.
Nah, he won't find out. We're good. Just, you guys stay right here. I'll get you your money. You can just stay. Right.
Okay. Right, Faran, you're better than this. Do not pay with my credit card.
No. Payment first.
No. I'll give you $5 just to look at it.
No.
All right, you guys. This is my parents' bedroom, and if I remember correctly, I think my dad's credit card is inside of his nightstand.
Do not touch my credit card.
Oh, it's right there. Now we can finally buy the pizza.
Trust me, you guys, my son is gonna reconsider, and he's not gonna use my credit card.
You guys, we're in the clear. I got the credit card, let's go!
Okay, here, can I tap it?
Sure. Please decline. Decline.
It worked?
Yeah.
It worked? Let's go! Let's go! Alright, now we can finally eat the pizza.
Alright.
I told you he was going to do it. I told you.
3, 2, 1. Oh my goodness! This thing is huge! Alright, wait. Before we eat, guys, let's make a shout out to my dad for paying for this pizza. Yeah!
Yo, Ron, what time are the girls coming over?
Oh, I think in 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
Yeah, so we got time. We're good. Yeah. We're good.
Which girls is he bringing over?
I have no idea. We'll find out.
All right, you guys. So before the girls come, who's down to play some indoor soccer?
Wait, you trying to play soccer in the house?
Bro, yes. Come on. I know you guys are down. Let's go play some indoor soccer. Let's go.
No. I always tell Farah not to play soccer inside the house. For sure, he's gonna break something.
No, you tell him not to play football in the house, not soccer. So maybe that's why he's confused.
Alright, so I'm gonna put one goal right here and another goal all the way over there.
What about all this furniture?
Put it outside! Let's go! Everybody, grab him and put him outside! Let's go! Oh my god!
Alright, just set it out right there.
Wait, are you sure your mom's not gonna care?
No, my mom is super nice. She wouldn't care. Let's go.
I can't believe they're putting my furniture outside. What if it gets damaged?
Turn.
Nice!
And Faran was about to do something nobody could expect.
We're not going to play with any regular ball.
Do you guys want to play with a very special ball?
What do you mean? Very special ball.
Just follow me. Come here.
Okay.
Come here. Check this out.
Look at this ball.
Bro, is that a signed Ronaldo ball?
No. You better not touch my Cristiano Ronaldo signed soccer ball.
But isn't that thing, like, super expensive?
Yeah, but, like, if you think about it, a soccer ball is a soccer ball, and soccer balls are meant to play soccer with, so why not just play soccer with it?
Just play soccer!
Hold on. I'm almost considering going down myself and stopping him and his friends.
Let's go, we got it!
Take it.
They took the sign ball, and I'm sorry to tell you, but they're going to play with it.
You know what, you guys? I'm going to go downstairs and stop all of this.
Okay, go. I told you that he's not responsible enough to be home alone.
If I leave now, it proves that Andrea was right and that Faran is not responsible enough to stay home alone.
You know what? We'll give him another chance.
He's going to redeem himself.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Faran. Make your dad proud. And don't ruin that side Ronaldo ball.
Let's go. Yeah! No! Shoot it! Yeah! Oh my god! Oh.
No! Oh my god.
They broke the TV, I told you!
Alright, maybe it's still fixable, you guys. Maybe the TV is not fully damaged.
That's not fixable, Ali!
No, my TV. Oh my goodness, yo. Yo, move the goal. Oh my goodness! Oh my gosh!
Do you think that TV is fixable?
Alright, you know what we have to do? We gotta throw it in the pool.
In the pool? What's he gonna do in the pool?
We gotta destroy the evidence. Let's go.
Oh my gosh.
That's a terrible idea!
Okay, I'll get the evidence.
Okay.
Come on. Okay, here we go. Saran, don't do it, please.
Alright, we got rid of the evidence. Wait. Guys, come here.
I just realized. The girls are going to be here any minute now, and this place is a mess.
So we got to start cleaning up.
All right.
Let's go. Clean everything up.
The furniture.
Okay, go. Put it back exactly where it was. All right, the girls are here. Bring them in. Let's go.
All right, let's go.
Andrea was so mad that Perron invited girls without asking. She just might go downstairs and put a stop to this.
Hey, come in. All right, ladies, welcome to the crib. We have pizza. You guys like pizza?
No.
Okay, yeah, me neither. It's fine. What about we play soccer? I love soccer. Do you guys want to play soccer?
I didn't play my soccer.
What?
How
do
you do that? I don't know.
Oh, okay. No, forget soccer. You're right.
Wait, what happened to the TV? What's
that? No, I have no idea what happened to the TV, honestly.
You're in your house, you don't know.
He broke it!
Oh my god, no! How about we start off the night by going on a super fun slide?
Oh,
yeah! Let's go! Right, you got this! Oh my god!
And then, Perron did something that shocked us.
He's inviting that girl to his bedroom?
Wait, it's not that big of a deal.
It is.
Wait, it's quiet. We don't want them to hear us.
Wow. This is such a cool room.
Thank you. I actually have something really cool to show you. Come sit down.
What are they doing?
I don't know.
Look at this.
No way.
What are they looking at on his phone?
Honestly, I can't see from here.
Oh my god, this is so embarrassing. How did you find it?
You know what? I'm going to peek through the vent in his bedroom. That way I can see what he's looking at.
No, that's a bad idea. Come back.
You guys, she's about to peek through the vent right above Thron's bedroom while he's down there.
Don't be loud.
And you wouldn't believe what Thron was showing the girl on his phone.
There we go. Look at this one. This one's even better.
What? That's crazy.
Oh my god.
That's so funny.
Think about this.
Oh my god.
Did you see what they were looking at?
Yes.
Oh, what was it?
They were making fun of my TikToks.
Was I in the TikToks?
Yes.
They were making fun of them?
Yeah.
That's messed up.
Alright, you know what? Let's go back with the rest of the group. I have one last crazy idea.
Wait, what?
I have an amazing idea.
Wait, what is it?
Just follow me to my mom's closet. Just come. Okay. I have some things to show you guys. Come on.
Why is he taking the girls to my closet?
Listen, there must be a good reason why. Let's find out. Come on. Welcome to my mom's closet. Each one of you guys gets one item of my mom's.
For real?
Yes.
What's in the bag?
Oh my gosh. Wait. Girls, wait.
That's my favorite purse.
Not all of you can have one purse.
I just want a purse.
Yeah. Okay, wait. How about we give you this purse?
You better not be giving away my purses to those girls. Otherwise, I'm going to go downstairs and stop everything.
If you girls follow me, come here. You can pick any of these purses right here.
Any?
Pick any of them.
Oh,
any
God,
of them. Only one for each one of you guys.
Okay.
You want that one? Do you
I
like that one? That baby blue one? That one's really nice.
Like
okay, go. You got that
okay.
one.
It's just purses, all right?
You know what? I'm going to go to my closet and put an end to this. That's
wait,
it.
Wait, don't go.
Okay, I like
so
that
I
one.
Actually keep this?
Yes, of course you get to keep it.
What are you
going
to do?
You'll see what I'm going to do.
Wait, Andrea, wait.
You guys, Andrea's going downstairs. This is not going to end well.
Andrea, wait. Wait for me. We're going to take a selfie, okay?
Right,
hold up your purse. Let's go.
It's too much.
What are you
going to do? Let this happen.
Wait, come on. Keep your mind.
He's crossing the line.
Just calm down. What are you going to do?
Yes, you guys got first. Oh my goodness.
Look, Veronica was person.
Wait, look, thank you so much.
Wait, what?
Thank you so much. This is not for you.
Wait, but he gave it to us.
And you guys need to leave the house right now. Right now.
Y'all gotta leave. Sorry.
And what Ferran was about to tell us will shock you.
Why'd you do all this?
All right, let me tell you the truth. Earlier when I was home alone, I heard a loud noise.
Hello?
So I went upstairs to check it out. I went into my room, and I went into my closet. And when I went into my closet, I noticed a massive hole in the ceiling that was never there before. So I knew you guys were inside of there, and I kept doing mischievous things that I knew would get you guys riled up and make you guys come out of there.
I told you that that was a bad idea.
I told you.
Guys,
that doesn't matter. Stay royalty, we out. Peace.
Behind me are 30 girls.
Hi, I'm Ferran's girlfriend.
But only one of them is my secret girlfriend. And since my parents think they know me so well, let's see if they can figure out which one she is.
Ali, this is gonna be so difficult.
I know, which is why we put together 5 special challenges to help us find out which one is our son's secret girlfriend.
Hi, I'm Ferran's girlfriend.
So what is Ferran's favorite vegetable?
Carrots?
Trick question. Ferran doesn't eat vegetables. And if you knew Ferran, you would know that.
Eliminated. If you're really Ferran's girlfriend, then you definitely know him.
So if any of the girls answer the questions wrong, then they're not Ferran's girlfriend, and they will be eliminated.
What's up, guys? I'm Ferran's girlfriend.
What is our son's favorite color?
It's definitely blue.
Well, obviously my favorite color is blue.
Pat, how old is our son Ferran?
He's 16.
I'm almost 16.
You're eliminated.
You guys, I want to see if you can figure out who my secret girlfriend is as well, so make sure to play along.
Hi, I'm Ferran's girlfriend. How many siblings does Ferran have?
2.
If you were his girlfriend, you would know their names.
Milan and Blue. Great answer!
By the way, I paid all of these girls individually so they can make today as hard as possible for my parents.
Okay, what's Ferran's mom's name?
Ooh, you better know this one.
Ariana?
What?
Eliminated.
That is not my mom's name.
Yes.
No. So my parents are eliminating a lot of girls, and if they get too reckless and actually eliminate my real secret girlfriend, my parents promised me that they're going to take me on a shopping spree with their credit card.
Hi, I'm Ferran's girlfriend.
Does Ferran like spicy food more or sour food?
He likes spicy food.
She's right. Ferran loves spicy food, so maybe that's his girlfriend?
You think that's her?
Maybe. Hi, I'm Ferran's girlfriend.
What is Ferran's favorite fast food restaurant?
It's obviously Taco Bell.
Ooh. I've actually taken my secret girlfriend to Taco Bell.
Wait, did he pay or you paid?
He obviously paid.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Ferran's girlfriend.
What is Ferran's favorite video game?
Well,
let's see if she knows this.
When I was at his house, we played Fortnite. So, Fortnite.
You were at his house?
When?
What?
Wait.
She went to our house?
When?
There were a lot of girls here that can be Ferran's girlfriend. Hopefully, we don't make the mistake and eliminate her.
I'm Ferran's girlfriend.
So what other language does Ferran speak besides English?
Spanish. Español.
Sí.
Sí. Yo hablo español.
What is Ferran's favorite snack?
My boyfriend Ferran loves Takis.
Pass.
She knows me very well, so maybe that's my secret girlfriend.
Does Ferran like chocolate or vanilla ice cream more?
Definitely chocolate.
How do you know?
I'm his girlfriend.
Ferran loves chocolate. What is Ferran's dog's name?
Oh, we all hung out the other day. His dog's name is Gucci.
Pass.
I'm Ferran's girlfriend.
If you were his girlfriend, you would know his favorite athlete.
It's Ronaldo, obviously.
Pass.
Hi, I'm Ferran's girlfriend.
So, does Ferran like texting or calling more?
Oh, he calls me all the time.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Ferran only texts.
I mean, I do prefer texting, just saying.
I'm Ferran's girlfriend.
What is Ferran's dream car?
Lamborghini.
Ooh!
Hey. I'm his girlfriend, trust me.
Yes.
Maybe that's my secret girlfriend.
And after interviewing 30 girls, it was time to see if Farhan's secret girlfriend was still in the group, or did we eliminate her by mistake?
All right, Farhan. We eliminated some of the girls, but we still have 19 girls left in the group. Before we move on to round number 2, can you turn around and let us know if your secret girlfriend is still in the group?
Okay.
She's still there, right?
Come on!
Where's she looking?
Like looking there.
Alright, is she there?
My secret girlfriend is still in this group.
Let's go!
Yes. Okay, but don't celebrate too early. I know you guys are not gonna be able to find her.
Nah. We're gonna find her. All right, for round number 2, we're gonna test how well you know Farhan based on how he looks and acts.
4 boys are gonna come out, but only one of them is the real Farhan. So you girls have to pay close attention, all right? Are y'all ready to see the boys?
Yeah!
Are you sure?
Yeah!
In 3, 2, 1, open!
What?
Hold on. Y'all said Farhan was your boyfriend, right?
Yes!
And if you're really his girlfriend, then you should know exactly who Farhan is.
We're gonna give those 4 boys some commands. And based on what they do, y'all have to figure out who the real Farhan is. If they get it right, they move on to the next round. But if you don't get it right, you guys are eliminated. Ladies, y'all ready?
Yeah!
Our boys, for your first command, take 3 steps forward. Now turn around. Now walk back.
What do you guys think?
How am I supposed to realize which one he is? This is gonna be tougher than I expected.
If Farhan is really your boyfriend, you would know who he is.
That's if he knows.
Command number 2. Boys, are you ready to dance? If so, give me a thumbs up. Y'all should know how Farhan dances, all right?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, dance! So, ladies, what do you think?
No, this is just getting more and more difficult.
Farhan, can you hear me?
I think I know exactly who it is.
Were the girls gonna realize which boy was actually Farhan?
Next command. On the count of 3, I want you to say, I'm Farhan. 1, 2, 3. I'm Farhan.
That's not fair. They all sound the same.
I know who it is.
Wait.
Ooh. You guys don't not tell y'all he's my boyfriend?
Next command, on the count of 3, do some jumping jacks. 1, 2, 3. Are those even real jumping jacks? Ladies, did that help?
Not really.
All right, ladies, 1 more command. Are y'all ready?
Yeah!
All right, boys, walk all the way up to the girls so they can see you guys very close. Let's go!
This was the last chance for the girls to decide which one of these 4 boys was the real Farhan.
All right, ladies. That's enough. Boys, go back. Boys. Why so much complaining? If that's your boyfriend, you would know who he is. All right, ladies. Stand behind the number that you think Farhan is. Go ahead.
This is your last chance. Good luck.
They're confused, you guys. They're a little confused. Make a straight line. Ladies, have you made the final picks?
Yes!
We're going to start off by revealing lane number 2. Are you ready to take off your mask? Let's see if he's the real Farhan. Go ahead.
Boy was not the real Farhan.
Lane number 2, you are eliminated. Bye.
Lane number 1, are you the real Farhan? Okay, we are about to find out.
In 3, 2, 1, reveal.
Whoa.
Lane number one was not the real Ferran.
Lane number one, you girls are eliminated.
Bye, I'm sorry.
We got two lanes left. Boys, we're going to reveal you at the very same time.
Are you guys ready?
So let's see which one is the real Ferran.
3, 2, 1, reveal. Turn around. Lane number 3, you have moved on to the next round. Lane number 4, you're eliminated.
Bye.
All right, Ferran, before we move to the next round, I want you to look carefully to the girls and let us know if your secret girlfriend is still here.
All right.
Hopefully, Ferran's secret girlfriend is still here, or else we lose the challenge and have to take Ferran on a shopping spree with my credit card.
You know she's there. You know she's there.
She is.
All right, so tell us, is your secret girlfriend still in the group?
My secret girlfriend is still in this group.
Let's go!
There are 10 girls left. Will we be able to find Ferran's secret girlfriend in the next challenge?
Ladies, congratulations on making it to the third round. Don't get too excited because this round is really going to help us narrow down who Ferran's secret girlfriend is. Before I explain what we're doing, sweetheart, open the curtain.
3, 2, 1.
What? They actually built a real 7-Eleven.
Ladies, if you're really Ferran's girlfriend, then you must have been at 7-Eleven with him, and you know exactly what he likes.
You're going to have 2 minutes to pick Ferran's 5 favorite snacks from this 7-Eleven.
And based on what items they pick, we'll have a better idea on who's Ferran's secret girlfriend. Here's your basket. Remember, 2 minutes to shop. 3, 2, 1, go, go, go!
Trust me, you guys are not going to be able to tell who she is.
Once we see what they got from 7-Eleven, that is going to help us to realize who your secret girlfriend is.
Yup.
I know Ferran likes Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
How does she know you like Baja Blast, huh?
I can't say.
Pepperoni pizza, Ferran's favorite topping.
How does she know that you like pepperoni pizza?
Is that your girlfriend?
I know Ferran loves ramen. He even told me so.
Is that your secret girlfriend? Had a few words now, huh? Pretty silent.
I went to the movies once with Ferran, and he got a hot dog.
Wait, she said that she's been with you to the movie theater. Is that your girlfriend?
I can't say.
Oh, they got protein bars. Ferran told me he's been working out. He's gonna love a protein bar.
How does she know you work out? You guys been working out together?
Oh, a lot of people know I work out.
I know Ferran loves donuts. Bye, flipping rule.
She just dropped the donut on the floor and she put it back.
Your girlfriend wouldn't happen to be messy, would she?
Donut. Ferran doesn't like donuts.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
Who are you?
I'm his girlfriend.
No. Girl, obviously you're not Zion.
Who do you think you are? I'm his girlfriend.
He doesn't like donuts.
You are going crazy.
Number 1 and 7 are fighting.
You're going to let your girlfriend fight?
I'm his girlfriend. I'm his girlfriend.
Those two girls really want that talkie bag. Can one of those girls be your secret girlfriend?
Bro, I don't know. Stop asking me. I can't tell you.
Wait, I think that girl shoved her.
No. That was an accident.
It looks like you're defending her. Is that your girlfriend?
Finally, the 2-minute timer was up, and the girls got all their items from 7-Eleven. Hopefully, this helps us realize who Ferran's secret girlfriend is.
I think my parents might eliminate my secret girlfriend this round, but let's see how it goes.
All right, let's see if you're Ferran's girlfriend.
Do you even have to check?
Yes, I have to check. Flaming Hot Funyuns. All right, Ferran likes that.
Obviously.
Donuts?
Oh.
Ferran loves donuts. Good job.
Oh, nah. You put a pickle in the basket?
Yeah, I did. Do you have a problem with that?
Ferran hates pickles. You're definitely not his girlfriend.
Yes, I...
Eliminated.
He just eliminated number 7. I don't know if that was a good decision.
Let's see what you got. Cheetos,
Okay, Ferran likes Cheetos.
Raisins? Ferran hates raisins.
He told me he likes them.
Wait a minute. Egg salad?
No.
Corn nuts?
Those are good!
Ferran does not eat any of this stuff. I'm sorry, but you're eliminated.
Whatever.
I'm telling you guys, my parents are not going to be able to guess who my secret girlfriend is.
Takis? Yep. Slushy? Okay.
Yep.
Noodles? He likes noodles. Starburst?
Of course.
And donuts?
You got some good items.
I was really starting to think that number 6 was Ferran's secret girlfriend.
You know Ferran pretty well. You make it to the next round.
I knew it.
Cheetos?
Flaming Hot Cheetos?
Yep. Seen him eat those on FaceTime before? Mexican candy?
Gummy bears? You make it to the next round.
Let's go!
Are you sure you're Ferran's girlfriend?
You can go after mine now if you want.
Takis?
Mountain Dew? This is his favorite drink.
Doritos? Donuts.
Mexican candy.
Number 1 does seem to have a good basket.
You make it to the next round. Popcorn?
Cheetos? Yes.
Slushy? Okay.
Yes.
Donuts? Protein bars. Why'd you get him protein bars?
Because he tells me he works out.
You make it on to the next round. Takis?
Yeah, duh.
Gummy bears?
Donuts?
He eats those all the time.
Mexican candy? And a hot dog.
I know my boyfriend.
Number 3 knows me pretty well. Just saying.
You make it to the next round.
I knew that.
Tuna salad sandwich?
You're eliminated.
They could be making a mistake.
Chicken soup in a can?
He loves that.
We're gonna have to eliminate you.
Pea soup?
We're gonna have to eliminate you.
You think that we got this right?
We'll find out.
Alright, you guys, we have narrowed it down to 5 girlfriends. Ferran, come here, please. Alright, so can you please let us know if your girlfriend is still part of this group?
Alright.
We know she's there.
Yep.
We know she's there. Just say hi.
Okay. My secret girlfriend is still in this group.
No! For round number 4, we're gonna test how well these 5 girls know Ferran style.
Ladies, come on in.
Whoa. Look at all the shoes. So many clothes. What are we doing here?
You girls are gonna have 3 minutes to dress up your mannequins with an outfit you think that Ferran will like the most.
Oh my gosh.
And then we're gonna bring Ferran here and he's gonna pick his top 3 favorite outfits, and only those 3 girls will make it to the final round.
What? 3 girls? There's only 1 girlfriend and that's me.
Ladies. If you're really Ferran's girlfriend, then picking his favorite outfits should be easy.
All right, girls. Timer starts in 3, 2, 1, go!
I don't know anyone's dress.
Absolutely not, no.
The girls are picking the outfits. This is really going to help us narrow down who Ferran's secret girlfriend is.
How am I supposed to pick all these clothes? There's too many.
If you're Ferran's girlfriend, you know what he likes.
Yes, this is perfect. Ferran's going to love this.
Okay, she knows his style.
Pink. Ew, no, not that. Okay.
Can you move out my way? Like, why are you even standing here?
Ladies, calm down.
This is perfect. This would look so good on him. He wears pink all of the time.
For sure, Ferran's secret girlfriend knows his style.
No!
Oh my gosh, they're fighting for the clothes.
Oh my god, they're getting crazy.
Ooh, this is perfect. I know Ferran wants a new polo. He texted me and told me that last night.
Wait, you think he really texted her?
Ladies, you only have 1 minute left.
Oh, this is not cute. I've seen him wear black pants like this. Wait, this works so well. Oh my god, this would look amazing on him.
All the girls are picking really good outfits.
These. Oh my gosh, Ferran's gonna love these. I know. And his girlfriend.
You think that might be his girlfriend?
I don't even know at this point.
These hands are definitely not his girlfriend. I am his girlfriend.
Yeah.
I'm your girlfriend.
Ladies, time is almost up. Hurry.
It's gonna be all right anyway. Look at you. Look what you did.
You literally cracked his girlfriend.
They just knocked over a rack. This competition is getting crazy.
This? Perfect.
10, 9, 8, 7, sick.
Blue pants. These would be perfect. And his favorite color is blue.
All right, ladies. Time's up.
Come on in.
After the girls finished dressing up the mannequins, it was time for Farhan to come in and pick his top three favorite outfits. And whichever two outfits he doesn't choose, those girls will be eliminated. Ladies, I hope you chose the outfits wisely. Good luck.
All right, so what are we doing?
There's five outfits behind you, and all we need you to do is pick your top three favorite outfits.
Why?
You'll find out. Just do it.
Top three?
Top three favorite outfits.
All right.
Pick mine.
And Farhan didn't know which outfit belonged to which girl.
Farhan, just pick your top three favorite.
All right, I got it. Let me go one by one. The first one, honestly, I like it. This is my style. This is something I would wear.
Okay.
Something I would wear. On to the second one. Honestly, it's too colorful. I wouldn't wear this. This just isn't my style. I don't like it too much.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Okay. Choose two more.
On to the third one. I actually have a hoodie pretty similar to this, and I really like these sweatpants. I would 100% wear this.
All right, there's two more outfits. You can only pick one more.
Okay. Between the outfit number four and outfit number five,
choose wisely.
I'm gonna have to go with outfit number four. I really like this outfit, and I would 100% wear this.
Are you sure? Those are the three outfits that you like.
I'm 100% sure.
All right, girls. Whoever picked outfit two and five, you're eliminated.
All right, Farhan, tell me if your girlfriend
is still in the group.
Okay.
Just say it, please.
My secret girlfriend is still in this group.
Yeah!
There were only three girls left, and one of them was Farhan's secret girlfriend.
And in order to find out which one she is, we brought a 40-foot water slide to our house.
Why is there a water slide here?
And why is it so tall? What are we doing here?
Farhan loves tall water slides. So, he must have a girlfriend who also loves tall water slides and is not afraid of heights.
So the rules are simple. Whichever girl goes down the 40-foot water slide is probably Farhan's girlfriend.
There's no way you're making that.
Y'all said you were Farhan's girlfriend.
I am Farhan's
girlfriend. Hold on. We're about to find out. Ladies, follow me to the slide.
And Farhan was going to be watching from 50 feet away.
This is never going to work.
All right, ladies, come on up.
I'm so scared. This is so high.
After this, we're finally going to find out who your secret girlfriend is.
No way.
I'm Farhan's girlfriend, okay? I'm going to go down it.
No, you're not.
I don't know if you're going down, y'all.
It's so tall. I'm literally going to fall.
We're almost there.
Don't look down.
All the way up.
All right, all the girls are up there. Let's see who's going to come down the slide.
Oh, my God, it's so tall.
Which girl was actually going to go down the water slide?
You go. I think you should go. Why are you telling me to go? And you're the one that literally
Number one, you're up first. All right, go ahead and sit down.
She's not going to be able to do it.
I know she's not.
Yeah. Yes, I am. I'm going to do it right now.
If you're really Farhan's girlfriend, then you wouldn't be afraid of this 40-foot water slide.
I'm not afraid. I am Farhan's girlfriend. I'm going to show you guys that.
Yeah. Number one is about to go down the slide. Farhan, is that your girlfriend?
I don't know. I can't tell you.
Are you ready to go?
Yes.
All right, go for it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna go.
Obviously, she's not Farhan's girlfriend.
Just give me a second. Hang on. I'm gonna do it.
Number one, are you trying to buy time? Are you scared?
I'm not scared.
Go.
She's about to go.
I can't do it.
Farhan, number one is backing out.
Hold on, are you backing out?
Yes, she's home.
If you back out, you're eliminated. And just like that, there were only two girls left.
All right, this is going to be between number 24 and number 3. Can you please tell me which one is your girlfriend?
I'm not going to tell you. You're just going to have to wait and see.
Since there's two girls left, we have two lanes on this water slide. So the both of you
are going to try to go down at the same time.
Let's see which door is actually going to go down the slide.
Honestly, I don't know if they're going to go down.
I'm going to go down the slide. I'm going to go before you, okay?
I'm going down the slide too.
No, you're not.
Yes,
no,
I am.
No,
you're
enough. All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Which one of these girls is going to go down the water slide?
I was so confident that Farhan's real girlfriend would be the only one to go down the slide.
3, 2, 1, go!
Oh my goodness, both girls went down. You guys, I did not expect both girls to actually go down the slide, but I think I have a solution on how to narrow down which one of those two girls is Farhan's actual girlfriend. Watch.
They both went down the slide. Which one is your girlfriend?
Obviously, I went down the slide earlier.
You're not.
No, I'm literally his girlfriend.
It's okay. Chill.
All right, well, I guess both of them went down the slide, so how are you going to be able to figure out which one my girlfriend is?
But I had a genius idea.
Both girls, come with me. Stand right there, together. All right, face forward. Do not turn around, all right? Whatever you do, do not turn around.
But what are you doing?
Just trust me, I got this.
What do you mean? What are you doing?
Just trust me.
You know what? I'm going to go see what he's doing. Wait right here.
What?
You guys, wait till you see what I'm about to do.
Ali, what are you doing?
So I'm going to surprise both girls by dumping slime all over them.
Why would you do something like that?
Because Farhan is a chill guy. Therefore, his girlfriend's probably chill. So whichever girl overreacts the most is probably not his girlfriend.
You are crazy. That's such a terrible idea.
Can you just trust me?
Farhan, what is your dad doing?
Yeah, where did he go?
Honestly, girls, I don't know.
You are crazy.
All right, you guys. Wish me luck.
I mean, you don't know what you're doing. Wait.
All right, ladies, are you ready?
Ready for what?
Oh, my gosh, what are you doing? 3, 2, 1.
And whichever girl does not react is most likely Farhan's girlfriend.
Oh, my God, you just ruined my hair. Why would you do that? This is so gross.
So, are you really Farhan's girlfriend?
Bro, yes, that's my girlfriend, but why would you do that?
Farhan, I'm sorry, but your parents are crazy. We're over.
Wait, where are you going?
We're done!
At least we found his girlfriend.
Let's go.
Why are you guys celebrating? She just left me.
Stay royalty, we out?
Peace.